Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class unique. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there for joining me here live in the forum. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. It is December the 6th, 2013, and of course, you know you are. You are live in The Remix. Wow. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So good to have everyone in the house tonight joining me. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated and set up, and that is certainly a good thing. First of all, I do want to give out the call-in number. So if you want to call in and listen, you can certainly do that. Or if you want to come on and join us in chat, you are certainly free to do that as well. So the call-in number is 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. And if you want to come on over and join us in chat, you can do that too. And that number for you to join us in chat is going to be, well, it's not a number, but let me give you some cosmic directions. www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, is how you're going to get into the chat. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome here to The Remix. It's good to have you guys in the house tonight. I don't know what hemisphere you guys are in, but it's pretty chilly outside where I am. It's pretty cold outside, and that's sort of a little unusual for this time of the year. In this part of the world, but I want to welcome you, whether it's morning or whether it's night, whether it's afternoon, if the sun is shining or if the stars are shining bright. I just want to welcome you here to The Remix. So good to have everyone in the forum. I want to give a big shout out to all of the guests who are listening, who are first-time listeners. I've been getting a lot of emails from new listeners who are just coming into connecting themselves with The Remix. And so pretty cool to have you guys in the house and joining us in the forum tonight. So tonight we're going to be talking about spiritual exchanges as we get ready to wrap what the world is calling 2013 up and getting ready to ease ourselves over another threshold, because it is a significance of energy going on at this particular time of the year, and we're going to talk about that. I definitely want to welcome everyone out there listening, especially our international listeners. We'll give an international shout out in just a little bit, just to welcome all of them here and welcome you guys here. So peace and greetings to you. Welcome to Remix. It's the weekend. So before we get ready to get into the share tonight, I do want to talk to you guys, and as always, keeping it real and keeping it 100, checking in with you guys and seeing what's going on in your world. It's a lot of stuff going on, you know. First of all, I want to send our ashes out to Nelson Mandela as he continues on his journey and his path. In doing work that he came to this planet to do, and just for all of humanity and the world as he continues on his journey. I want to send a shout out to him as well as everyone else. So many people this time of the year, it's a major gateway that's opening up. That is really, really those who have done their work, and it's time for them to go on another phase of that have really stepped into that portal. So we want to send love and light out to all of them as well, too, and their family members as well. So peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome, you guys, to the remix tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're in chat and you're a guest, it's real easy for you to sign up so you can listen and you can participate in chat. You can definitely do that by clicking the link at the very bottom that says sign up and tell us who you are, and you'll be able to come on in and subscribe to the remix, as so many of you have done, and just connected with us. And so anytime there's something going on remix, you'll definitely be informed of that. So I want to send love and light out to everyone this evening, and that's going to be a big part of what we're talking about tonight. Tonight is a big part about spiritual exchanges, because we're always making these spiritual exchanges, and they come in so many different ways. And it's about that awareness and understanding how it's impacting us, how we're impacting others, and how our thoughts are transforming our lives in so many different ways. So I do want to welcome you guys here to the remix and joining us here live in the forum tonight. It's the weekend, everybody, or depending on what part of the world you're in, you may already be into your weekend. But here in the West, it is the weekend. It is Friday night. And so I definitely want to let you guys know a couple of things as we begin to get into our share here tonight. And one of those things is to let you know about some of the things that's going to be upcoming. You know, as we get ready to close out this year and really get ready to move into 2014, or what the world calls 2014, because I think we're in a completely different time. But this energy is really significant, this time of the year, because I want you to think about this time of the year as being sort of that time of fertility. It really is the time of bearing down. It really is the time about giving birth, or about to give birth. And so that famous story that we know, and depending on what school of thought you're in about this particular time, it really is to talk about what has sort of been impregnating you this whole time that you're about to give birth to. You understand? So this is a very transformative time that we can see right now, that there are so many things that are getting ready to just begin to give birth to these things. They're about to come and really begin to renew themselves out. And I know you've got so much inside of you. I hear it. We're talking in the readings, and also when we're connecting on Twitter or Facebook. Guys are sending me an email telling me about what's going on in your life. So energetically, we're going to talk about the frequency, a couple of ley lines of what's going on all over the planet, and about all of these spiritual exchanges, because they're happening on so many levels. These divine spiritual exchanges are happening so many different ways. So many different ways these exchanges are going on. So they're happening on a mental level, these spiritual exchanges. They're happening on a physical level. And, of course, on a spiritual level, where all of these things, all of these levels begin to bring themselves and come and become one. So greetings to everyone out there. I see you guys out there in the remix. I see you guys out there. It's good to have everybody out there. I do want to give a shout out to all of the sisters in the priestesshood that are working side by side with me. I can't tell you how amazing the group of sisters are, and every day is just an amazing day just to be connected with them, and just a wonderful opportunity just to be in their energy and to be around them. And they're a part of the Remix family, of course. So they're out there. They're a part of you guys, and they're out there as well, too. So it's just amazing to see everyone's growth and how much they care about their families and how much they care about you guys, too, because that's a big part of the mission of where their heart is. I think a lot of us can attest to this particular week. I know I certainly can, of really feeling sort of the rumble inside my energy center of where the heart is. And I know all of the Remix family definitely have felt that rumble, and started to get you guys' emails as early as last week when we felt that, because so much of the energy on the planet is really shifting itself, not for everybody. And I'm okay with saying that, not for everybody, but for a lot of us, shifting that energy and opening that energy border and those energy centers back up for us in a very, very large way. This is actually, believe it or not, there are certain times that we begin to evolve ourselves and our energy centers begin to grow wider, and we can see that. You know how when you were a kid, sometimes over the summer, you would see somebody and would kind of have a what they call a growth spurt, and you may have went to school with somebody and been a little taller than them, and then all of a sudden you come back over summer break or spring break and they shot up about 5 or 6 inches, and you're looking at them like, whoa, boy, you went through a growth spurt that happened. Now, this is exactly what is happening for a lot of us in our energy centers at this particular time, that we're going through a growth spurt, you see. These things are at this particular time. It's like a growth spurt. This is what we're going through at this particular time. And so for those of us who've really been doing our work, and when I say doing our work, because I know that's a term that really is sort of masturbated at this particular time, it really is about what you're passionate about, what's in your heart, you know, what you're connected to, where that love is for you, and truly what you feel you've called to do. And you know, the crazy about that is we like to put so many things into categories and box them in and lock ourselves into these different templates. But I want you to get outside that box, because so much of what people are searching for is they're searching for their purpose. And know that if you live every moment, that to be your spiritual exchange of your divine purpose, then you can never be lost. You never be lost, because you will always be able to center yourself and find yourself back to you, because ultimately that's who you're trying to find your way back to, is to you. That's who you're trying to find. We spend so much time with external eyes looking at things outside of ourselves that it's easy to forget the mission is to know thyself, not know thy book, not know thy movie, not know thy neighbor, know thy man, not even know thy children, but to know thyself. This is the number one thing that this work is about. So if you can go an hour, a minute, a second, a day, a week, and you can sit back and you could say, let me see what I'm learning about Blue right now that I don't know, or what you're learning about yourself that you don't know, then you're still moving forward. As I call it, your ass is leaning. You're leaning into your own life. And that's what we all should be doing. And doing that for a place that feels comfortable for us. I'm not even going to tell you that you have to lean forward with love. You can lean forward with anger if that's the place that you're in. So much of what this world is about is trying to take us out of the state of being emotional and removing emotions from ourselves, or sometimes beating ourselves up because we've had a bad day, or because somebody's pissed us off, or because somebody made us sad, or somebody did some slimy shit to us. It's absolutely nothing wrong with recognizing and understanding where you are. The key to it is just not to be reactive to it. Be active, proactive. The only way that you can be proactive is when you are reacting to your own feelings and to your own emotions. When you start reacting acting to someone else. You've stepped outside of yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. That don't mean sometimes you got to put an ass in check, because you need to do that too. That is also necessary. Definitely need to remind yourself and also recognize where you're at. Know where you're at. Understand where you're at with everything, with every decision, with every choice that you've made in your life, where you're at with it, not where your man is at with you on the choice you made, not where your woman is at with you where you made the choice, not what your children feel about the choice you made, but where are you at with the choices you made? Because only you can make these choices in your life. Nobody else can make them for you. People can give you advice. I give spiritual guidance, whatever you want to call it, but nobody else can do it but you. That's it, hands down. You know, I used to have a saying when I first started hosting this show, and those of you who've been riding with me for a while, I know you guys know this saying, and I would ask you this in the readings. I would say, who's driving the bus? Because too many times we get on the fucking bus and we ain't the driver. We sit in our ass in the chair. So who's driving the bus? Is it your conscious mind? Is it your higher self? Or is it everybody outside of you? That somehow you feel that you must do things. You must, for lack of a better word, you must step outside yourself and play these bullshit-ass games. And show out in so many different ways. I love social media. I do. I think it's a powerful tool. If it wasn't for social media, I would say most of you not know in such a very intimate way that I get to know you guys in the remix, that I get to connect with you, whether I'm talking to somebody in China, whether I'm doing a reading in Moscow for somebody in Moscow, or whether I'm speaking with a brother who found himself in Prague and don't know how he got there, or if I'm talking to a sister who went to Africa with a brother that she fell in love with and thought there was nobody on this continent that could understand her and really begin to treat her like the queen she knows herself to be, and she followed him to Africa only for only being there for 2 days. He abandons her and leaves her to fend for herself. So I love social media. It's a powerful, very, very powerful tool. And it has been used to really be able to bring together so many amazing people. I have never in my life come across such a heartfelt, amazing, powerful, life-changing individuals that exist on this planet. Just when you thought your ass was all alone in your fucking greatness, you meet the remix. And you find out that absolutely every single person here is standing in their own fucking light, in their own greatness. And I love you guys for that. That is so powerful to me because it gives me an opportunity to reflect on myself and to continue to grow and be who I am without any apologies needed, and I get to do that in the most honest and the most profound way that I, myself, not anybody else, can do it. So I love social media. I do. I love it. It does break my heart, though, when we have this powerful medium that a lot of our ancestors have only wished that they could have this opportunity. You know, when we start to think about Jill Scott Heron and he talks about revolution would not be televised. It's not. It's on the internet. When we think about brothers and sisters like Brother Bobby Hemmett, who I call our modern day Nostradamus, that has held information, spiritual exchanges that is greater than life-changing. They are simply revelations that is out of this world. And many others. Social media has allowed that portal, that gateway, that cosmic energy to be able to flow in a much, much more fluent way. That's a beautiful thing. But then I also see the other hand, because of course we live in this world of polarity. And we know with polarity, there are certain universal laws that go along with this polarity thing. And these universal laws, no matter how much that we try to stay exactly in our space with it, it's always those one or two people who take it. They turn it around and they use it the same way that the man who went into the movie theater and took a gun and just started shooting people used it the same way many of the atrocities that has happened on this planet, people are using social media for that. So they are bullying kids through social media, to the point where these children, no matter how spiritual you get, it still becomes very, very tough when you read a story about a young girl or a young boy who has been harassed through social media to the point where they feel that they don't need to be here anymore and they take their lives. So one of the things that I will say to you is that a lot of people think consciousness, and I don't know, I'll put this out there for you guys, that being conscious, being aware and understanding that, that means that you get to do and be and say whatever the fuck you want to say to whoever you want to say it, however you want to say it, the way that you want to say it. I get to a point. But there's something that I did learn. If I have to say that, there is something that I've learned, and that there is a very fine line between your cosmic world and my cosmic world. And when you step your ass inside my cosmic world, then your mind's. See, there are certain states, and I want to break this down for you guys. Follow me here, because I know you understand what I'm talking about. There are certain states, and Texas is one of those states, that if someone has invaded your private property and you shoot them, if you harm them, as long as they're in your property line, you can consider them an intruder. This is not a new philosophy. This isn't new at all. In fact, Kajimni had a quote. Do y'all know who Kajimni is? Kajimni had a quote that talked about those who decided to invade other people. But, you know, sometimes people think this is the internet. So I can bully you, I can harass you, I can send you emails every fucking 15 minutes and threaten you. And ain't shit gonna happen to me. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, because energy is real. It's very real. So I want to put that reminder out there, because the holiday time seems to bring out certain kind of strange energy into people. It is something that is coined by somebody who, he's not my favorite person, but, I can respect the brother for the work he did, and that is P. Diddy when he talks about the bitch-assness. You feel me? So, people who want to send people threatening notes, who want to indirectly send bullshit to them, who want to talk bullshit to them, recognize that you're in a whole nother reality. A completely different reality. And energy is real. So, I wanted to put that out there this time. Mind your children. Mind yourself. Mind your man. And brothers, mind your woman. And for the rest of you who are very confused and don't know who you are, mind yourself. Mind your business. I think that's a great way to start the show. What about you guys? I think that's a great way to start the show. Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful way to start that. Real talk. Know that there is no signature that cannot hide you from energy. So no matter what you call yourself, no matter what name you're going to be under, it doesn't matter how you send it, your bitch-assness can be seen by those who can see. So, I think it's a good time while everybody else is mining something that we begin to mine these things for ourselves. Because it is an opportunity this particular time of the year that we can be doing things that are so very productive, Speaking of productive, I want to give a shout out to Self-Invested and Money Matters that we're covering in Self-Invested with myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. And I definitely want to send out a big shout out to them, because those brothers and sisters are amazing. And they're part of the Remix family. So know that when I'm talking, whether I'm talking about the priest or if I'm talking about Self-Invested, I am talking about the Remix family. I'm talking about you guys who are almost 3 million strong, you see. And I just want to, send that love out to you guys. And because Self-Invested, those brothers and sisters, wow. Another unique group, soul group that's out there. So the greatest minds on the planet are in that group. And doing work in so many ways, it's just really, really freaking magical, very magical to see that, to see them and as they're doing their work and the things that they're covering and just their feedback and their stories and just, it's amazing. It really, really is. I'm honored to be in their presence with each and every single one of them. I cherish that. I do cherish that for those who are self-invested. It really is. It's just amazing. It really is. And so I want to send love out to them. And we're going to be getting together for Mastermind this Saturday. And if you guys don't know what self-invested is, just send an email to questionforblue@gmail.com. And Sister Manuel will send you all the details. We'll send you the details about being self-invested, what it means. You can go back and you can listen to the show, but it's great. We're working on our sacred space. I can't wait to share that with you guys. You're going to love it. It is taking a while, but it is amazing. I can assure you that I will not offer you anything less than what you are, which is the best. And sometimes it takes a minute, And we know that we step outside of self and time when we do that, you know. And if I had a frustration, that would be it. But other than that, I'm so proud and honored to be part of that group, because in Self-Invested, we're all there together, working together, sharing together. And that's where the power is. In that, it is so amazing. If you could think about Greenwood and what it was like, or Black Wall Street, some of these powerful things, I want you to think about those individuals in Self-Invested, because they are the cream of the crop, you know. And the beautiful thing is, anyone who feels they want to be a part can be. And we have it for the family, and so many things, a lot for the children, a lot of things for the children, a lot of individual things, a lot of stuff is going to be coming up for them, for Self-Invested, as we continue to grow up here on Earth. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. Just want to give a big shout out to everybody listening into the forum tonight. We're talking about spiritual exchanges tonight. And, we're going to dance. We're going to do that because I think it's important for us to dance. It's important for us to dance and do a couple of other things, as we always do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want to remind you that you can always download tonight's show, as well as all of the remix shows, by subscribing on iTunes, and you can leave a comment there. You can subscribe here, right here on Blog Talk Radio /The Remix. You can subscribe here as well too, and by subscribing here on The Remix, you can also sign up. You can also, if you have a smartphone device or Android device, you can actually go over to the Android market, and you can Google in the Android market Remix app with Miss Blue. You'll see that famous Remix logo that's known all over the planet and beyond, and you will be able to click that and download it to your phone, and you can go back in the archives and you can listen to every Remix show that is there, and so many of them there. And you can send emails directly with me. You can share your energy with me there. It's all kinds of goodies. You can go to the Know Your Magic line. That's on there. What else can you do? It's all kinds of things that you can do. You can definitely and see, teasing me, OT in the chat room said, you can download Chat and Chill when Miss Blue and Esther sang. I don't want to tell you guys. If you didn't hear it, you know what? You know what? I have forgot about that show, OT. I really forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. It was bad. You know how they say never say nothing was bad? It was bad, y'all. It was so bad. Talk about getting butt naked. We was butt naked. Me and Esther was butt naked up here. we was butt naked, y'all. We was butt naked up here. And it wasn't a good night. It wasn't a good night for naked. It sure was. But it was fun. It was so much fun. Now, we going to rap. Yes, we're going to rap for you guys. So maybe before, let me not make promises I can't keep. We'll rap for you. I don't know when, but we'll rap for you. Maybe even tonight, because Esther, the other host here on The Remix, she's in the chat room. She's on the phone. She's listening. I don't know if we can. And I don't know if we could rap tonight, because I don't know if I could think of a rap. Y'all don't want me to get my EVE on tonight, because I could probably do it tonight. So peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome to The Remix. It is so good. Listen to y'all talking about do it. And Esther talking about Lego. We can do it. You know what, Esther? Where are you at? Let me find you over here in the midst of this cosmic this cosmic group here. Let me find Esther. I've been trying to get her all day. Where's she at? Where is she at? Where is she at? Where is she? Let me see. Esther, where you? Oh, there you are.
Oh, wow. Hi, Ms. Blue. Hey, Remix family.
Now, you know, Esther, I totally forgot until OT mentioned the show.
No,
I forgot.
I didn't forget that. I won't ever forget that. I did not forget that. No, that's still in the front of my mind right now.
Well, I definitely try to put it in the back of my mind. Tried to put it in the back of my mind. I really did. Wow. So, and I see Sirius Banks talking, come on, it goes one, two.
Yeah, three. I see them out there.
You know, they really tried it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They really did try.
We said, though, that we would do that on another, when we do another show, we said that we would do that. We did say that. Rapping is not the issue.
You know, it's really getting back. Y'all don't want none. Y'all don't really want none. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want none. Because if y'all wanted some, you would get this. You would get this. You would get it.
Word.
You would get
motherfucker never loved us. Fucking never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? You know, I got this special connection with Drake, you know.
Right.
And,
yes.
You know, so anyway, y'all don't want none. Y'all don't really want none. I'm serious. Because if I'm just saying, like, if you guys really wanted some, like, for real, like, what would happen? Esther, if they wanted some, let's just kind of go in. What would they get?
They would definitely get worse behavior.
Worse. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucking never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit.
You know, it's like the police flex. Y'all don't want none.
Oh, that's too funny. That is too funny.
It is too funny. It is. I'm trying to think. It would definitely have to be a freestyle because,
I love Eazy-E. I mean, I'm just saying, Eazy-E. Like, for real, we could do Eazy-E.
We could do Eazy-E? Do we even have a little Eazy-E? You know, see, you guys,
I don't know. I feel like if we were going to rap tonight,
right,
and the Remix family would have to call in.
Yes.
And they would have to give us some freestyles first. I think that would only be fair.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Because, you know, we you guys are so creative. Like, for real?
Exactly.
Like, y'all are so creative. Are you kidding me? Like, I can't even tell you over the course of this year how many rappers and artists.
Yes.
Reading
singers, singers,
yes, that I have come in contact, those known and unknown, but still doing their shit. You know, and I'm going to tell y'all, They done sent us some stuff. I didn't even let Esther hear some of this stuff. They done sent us some stuff. I'm like, wow, like this is hot right here. I'm with you, Esther. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. It's one. We want to hear you guys go first. And if you go first and you guys do a really, really good job, then
they're a mess. Oh, y'all a mess. Mm-mm.
First, and you do a really good job, you know, we'll kind of put some things together for ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of you Remix listeners are professionals. This is what you do, like day in and day out, you know. Like I'm over here working with chakras and energy centers and, you know, taking my ass to the other side of the midway. Y'all somewhere just getting it. You know, y'all is getting it for real. So, come on. Get it.
Wow. Get and it. Calamar wants to tell us what to rap. They want to give us songs to rap. Wow. Really? What? Like,
I just want a Drake song. I just want to say it. I'll somebody to hold my phone. Who gonna hold my phone? Hold my phone.
Yes, it's poetry allowed. Yes, Griffin. Yes, poetry is always allowed, of course.
But let me tell you guys this. I want to tell you guys this. I don't know if you could tell or not, but I'm in a special kind of mood tonight. So I need to hear some good poetry. I need to hear some good raps, and I need to hear some good songs. I need you to come on like you a winner. You understand? We want to hear some winner energy tonight. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the winner.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the ones that's going to stand up. You understand what I'm saying? No bitch assness tonight. No getting on trying to play like you don't know what you on for and you don't know why you press one. Ain't trying to stand it. Not tonight. We gonna raise it up, and I already see that somebody has pressed the line. You understand?
Wow.
What I'm saying? Oh, press the line. Oh, there y'all come. Y'all bringing it up. This is
what
I'm
talking
about. Let's go. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I like to see them numbers. I like to see them. Keep pressing them. I like to see that. Welcome to the Remix. Welcome to all of our international listeners that's listening all over the world. In a minute, I'm sure Esther will give some international shots out. That way your country name to get right. Yeah, that's explicit. We about to turn it up. We about to turn it up tonight. Tonight we're going to turn it up. We're going to do that. We've done so much work all year long. Like, it's crazy. Anybody who's been riding with us on the Remix, we've been putting in the work. And for those of you who are part of Self-Invested or you had a reading or you're a part of the priestesshood, we've been working 24/7. We've been working. So tonight, we're going to work a little bit harder. We're going to turn it up some more. We're going to turn this up. We're going to turn it up. And so call in. Oh, who just took that hand down? I am tempted to go get see. I am tempted to go into your records and go get your ass and bring you back on the phone line. So,
it's one of those nights. Why? I don't even know why. Why are we doing that? It's one of those nights.
That's right. Yeah, I see you. I know who you are. I see you. So we're going to go to the phone lines now, and we're going to see what you guys got. We're live in the Remix. It's all about spiritual exchanges here. Calling from area code 954, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this Blue Remix family, peace. This is Jess. We just tuned in. I'm just tuning in, literally. I haven't been more than 30 seconds.
Listen. Yeah. Listen.
Mm-mm.
understand you just tuned in, but you know what you did. Have you ever been at a concert? No, that's too big. Let's not take a concert. Have you ever been at an event and you come in and you see this person who walks their ass all the way from the back of the room and they come all the way up front looking for a seat? You ever seen that? And there ain't no chairs. There ain't no chairs. But they look
at That's definitely me.
That's you. They done interrupted the program. They done brought their ass all the way up front, and then they get up front, and they looking around like, where my seat? But they know their tickets say they supposed to be way back there, right? Well, let me tell you, tonight is your lucky night because we got a seat for your ass. We got a seat for you. So here's the deal. You can sing. You can rap. Oh, he hung up. You know what? I'm going to call him back.
Wow.
I'm going to call him back.
Oh, we got to hear some Drake.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all trying to put me on worse behavior. Y'all really
right,
are trying
they
to
really
put
are, Ms. Wu. They really are.
Worst behavior. Now, he came on the line. I just grabbed somebody, and that was him. But that's okay. We're going to call him back. We're going to call him back. We're going to call him back. That's all right. We're going to find out what's really going on. We're going to find out. We're going to call him back. We're going to do this. You know, we're going to call him. We're going to call him back. Yeah, let's see what he does.
We go. Connected again. I heard. So I thirst, right? I definitely thirst.
Did you just say
thirst? Wow. I thirst like a motherfucker.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So it's
yes.
Okay. Are you done surging? Because surge can be a good thing. Are you done surging?
Oh, I'm so done. I'm ready. I'm so
you
done.
Can. Okay, so what are you going to do for us this evening?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. What am I going to do?
Are you going to sing for us? Are you going to rap for us? Or are you going to do some poetry? It's up to you. It really is.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and just I'm just gonna go off. I'm just wow. Okay, I guess I'm a poetry, I guess, or rap or freestyle. I don't know.
Okay.
Live at the remix, we learned that the revolutionary is not going to be televised. It's live inside. Open your eyes and realize. Look through the third eye, which is the first eye. Look through your real eyes and realize that we lied to ourselves, feeding ourselves false truth, non-fictional lies. That's all I got so far.
Well, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely thank you for stepping up to the challenge because I sure didn't want to say it. Because I hear the baby in the background, I ain't going to say what I want to say because I was hoping you wasn't bringing no bitch assness.
Oh, no, definitely. I don't know where I came from. I give thanks. Ms. Blue, you are always welcome to say anything you want to say because I learned from you, and I welcome anything you got to say. I'm open to it. Because I know it's
well,
yeah.
It's beautiful. We just learned.
And the whole reason as well.
We learned from you, too. We learned from you here tonight. And I'm so glad that you did it. You understand? I'm just so glad that you did it, that you didn't bow out. You know, too many times we bow out and we just don't want to step up to the plate and take the responsibility to do. But you did it. So, big up. You for that. You get big what can we say? You get man kudos for that.
Yeah.
Definitely thank you.
All right, well, hold the line. Hold the line.
Miss Flo, did we dance yet?
We didn't dance yet, and I think it's okay. Important that we have everybody on the line, so we're definitely going to we're going to get these people on the line because, you know, they're inclined to surge and get off the phone. We wouldn't.
Well, I see. We've taken off with that. I mean, wow.
I think it's hilarious that he was surging. That is hilarious. On so many levels. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. We're just going to jump around. So, you know, hey, calling in from area 301, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Bonnie, and I'm calling from Maryland.
All right, Bonnie from Maryland.
Bonnie from Maryland.
Bonnie going to sing for us, huh, Bonnie?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
You know what?
Bonnie, like, really? Really?
Wow. good gracious. First time calling into the remix, and this is what I get.
This is a beautiful. Wait a minute, Bonnie. Hold up. So you're right. This is your first time calling into the remix. So let me not be on my worst behavior. Bonnie, welcome to the remix. It is such an honor to have you calling into the remix. And I'm so glad. How long have you been listening to the remix, Bonnie?
This is my first time listening to it live.
Oh, but how long have you been listening? That's beautiful.
2 days.
2 days, Bonnie. You know, this is the time of the year when the virgin is coming out. And, boy, we couldn't have gotten more pure than you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, that is truly good news.
Yes. And I know you need to get back to that space of being a virgin. So tonight, girl, is your night.
It's a perfect introduction to the Remix family, though, Bonnie. It really is.
Like, just think, for the rest of your life, well, this life anyway, you...
I don't want another one.
...will be heard across the world and beyond to other planets for more than 2 million people listening to you, Bonnie.
Wow.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
That is an awesome, awe-inspiring kind of thing.
Isn't it? And you know what, Bonnie? Don't hang up, because I got your number. I'll call you back. But listen.
I found that out.
Bonnie, you know, I just, when you came on the line, the first thing I started seeing was musical notes, and they were kind of dancing in the background there. You know, that's what I do, right? Like, I do readings, you know? So,
Yeah.
So I seen these little musical notes. So I know that when Bonnie was a little girl, what Bonnie used to do, Bonnie used to sing her ass off all the time.
Okay, Bonnie. All right. We're going to need to hear it, Bonnie.
So I want you to just reach back to when you were 8, because that's looked like when you were kicking your legs up and you was kind of dancing and singing. You was, like, really into it. So we want to hear that. And the whole Remix family, I mean, everyone all over the globe, all over the world, is listening. We're waiting. And I, Bonnie, here's the deal. Because I believe in spiritual exchanges. So you sing something, and then you get to ask me something. How about that?
How does it get any better than this?
Sing it, Bonnie.
Yeah, sing. Know your magic, for real.
Now, Bonnie,
yeah.
you gave the people a little taste. But I know that you don't want me to give you a taste when I do the reading. You want me to answer your question. So I'm going to need you, Bonnie. I'm going to need you to give it all you got.
Well, that means I have to write a song and sing the song at the same time?
No. You can. This can be something on the radio. It could be something from your childhood. It could be any of that.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
I know you are. I'm not sure I am. give it my all.
Do you want to see who's your favorite singer? Name a couple of them. We'll give you some suggestions. How about that?
That sounds remarkable, but I don't think I can stand up to that.
Well, do you know anything by Whitney Houston?
No, not really.
Anita Baker.
I used to try to sing Anita Baker. was many years ago.
What about one of the songs you wrote, Bonnie? Because I know you know a song. Don't make me go in your records. Out. Just sing it, Bonnie. Sing it.
Okay, I'm trying to think of something. And my mind is growing blank.
You're doing wonderful. Matter of fact, Bonnie, do you have my Kim deck? My Oracle
card?
No,
I don't. No.
Okay, Bonnie, I'm gonna gift that to you.
Really?
I sure am. You just send me an email question for Blue when you're done, and I'm going to send that. Send me your name and address and information. I'm going to gift you that. I sure am.
Oh, my goodness. What a remarkable thing. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I have to tell you, I've listened to other BTR hosts, and I was really impressed with your patience.
I mean,
you would think that they would be coming from a heart, a space of love, because they're dealing with, you know, spiritual and metaphysical things. But I always encounter, you know, some brashness or harshness with the callers. I mean, even I listened to one show and this man said something totally out of place, and all you said was, "I have your number." And now my callers can have it, too. We know what we do, don't we? Well, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, Bonnie, I will say this. You caught me on a good night.
Right.
No, just fine. But I do have patience. I do. And I do recognize that all of this is needed. So I thank you for being able to recognize that in me. That kind of gives me an opportunity to continue that path of patience. So that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Okay,
I'm so glad.
If I sing "He's a Jolly Good Fellow"? How's that?
I don't care what you sing, Bonnie. Just sing. We want to just hear you
for
sing.
For he's
yeah.
a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And nobody can deny it.
All right, y'all. Y'all better give it up, Bonnie.
That was beautiful.
Yes, Bonnie. Well, thank you for being such a good sport. welcome to the Remix and Remix family, because you don't know what can happen here. I promise things will not stay the same. And we do things in sort of a crazy, psycho, kind of sexy way, you know.
That's
and, you know, while growing up on Earth. So welcome and so glad to be here. Okay, so your question for me, Bonnie, did you have a question?
My question was, I've been going through about 6 years of financial struggle, so I wanted to know what this new year has in store for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the new year has a couple of things in store for you. And the beautiful thing about it, Bonnie, is this financial struggle that you've been encountering here has a lot to do with things from the past. They have to do with things from the past, and I know you understand what that means when I say things of the past. It just kind of seems like you can't really kind of get your stuff back on board. It's almost like, you know how somebody kind of, you know, if you're riding your bike and you kind of fall and you kind of get back up and you just keep falling. It's like every time you think you're driving and things are going well, and then all of a sudden, boop, you fall off your bike again. That's kind of where you are with that. But here's the great thing about this. These last couple of years have been sort of these trying years for you, but not in the way. One of the things that you're going to have to start doing is you're going to have to start investing in yourself. You're going to have to start doing that, because what has happened is you've sort of adapted to not having money. Now, hear me out when I say you've adapted into not having money. It's kind of like you want to go do something or you want to do something, but then you remind yourself. See, it's a reminder. You keep reminding yourself, you know, you don't have the money to do that. Yeah, that's the words Spirit is actually giving me, that you say, now, Bonnie, you don't have the money to do that. Don't do it, Bonnie. But you have to be able to position yourself. This is something we talk about in Self-Invested through the Money Matters class. It's really about investing in yourself and paying yourself no matter what. There is always going to be enough. And so the main thing that I want you to begin to start to take a look at is in your sacred space, because you have a whole lot of money in your house. You need to get rid of, I'm going to be nice, Miss Blue, since you're new, but you need to get rid of a lot of that stuff you got. You need to get rid of. Now, I even see where there are some things that you lost or you think you lost, but you didn't lose them. They were things that really was, you're going through a stage of completion. And so people, places, things are leaving you. But it's really sort of kind of shedding you so that you can come into the Bonnie, the true Bonnie of who you are. So it's not a loss for you. Stop looking at all of these things as losses. They're not. You're really gaining. And if you'll notice is that the more things that you lost, the more weight you lost. The more things that left you, you lost weight. Isn't that true?
It could possibly be true. I hadn't considered that aspect before.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to think about it, because it's balancing itself out. But you're really coming into another cycle. This cycle that you're in, this is even how you're here. It's about being intuitive, and it's also about new beginnings. So this frequency that you're moving in is all about new beginnings. It's about you doing new stuff. It's about everything about that you're coming in is new. The color I want you to begin to start working on, because believe it or not, this is the color when it comes to material harvest, and that is the frequency and vibration of the color red.
Okay.
So start working with the color red. I want you to sit down and begin to start writing yourself a letter so that you can stop telling yourself what you don't have enough money to do, because you do. And a lot of money is in your home. So I want you to begin to start looking around things in your sacred space, and I want you to see about those things that you can get rid of. So whether it's through a yard sale, whether it's through donation, or whether it's through giving it to somebody who's going to get good use out of things that you're you're absolutely making no use out of to get rid of it. Because nothing new can come into your life when you've cluttered it with old things, old thoughts, and old people, and old realities. So when we begin to start thinking about things shifting themselves and becoming new, we need to look at them as multi-levels, because we're multi-dimensional. So look at things on the physical level. What are some of these things in my life that are cluttering up? You know, you can't very well say to yourself that you need some new shoes when you have no room to put shoes. You can't very well say you need a new bedroom set when there's nowhere to put it. You understand? You can't do that. On a spiritual level, you can't say that you want to open yourself up, that there has to be more, and you want to learn more about yourself, and you want to learn more about this world that you live in. You can't do that unless you open yourself up to that. And so it's about really beginning to open up that frequency and just talk about those things of expansion. So when you start to do that, a great exercise that you can do is I want you to take some rice. And this is something that you can do. It actually goes back to an experiment that Dr. Emoto did, but I want you to do this in a different way. And I want you to take either rice or I want you to take some beans. So you can take some beans as well to do this or some rice. And I want you to put it in a jar, and I want you to fill the jar maybe just a fourth of the way with beans or with rice. And then I want you to fill it almost half of the way with water. And I want you every single day, I want you to begin to look at that jar. And as that swelling comes and it starts to increase, I want you to affirm. Take a pen, take a Sharpie or something, and write on the glass all of the things about prosperity and things growing, and so that you know that you are supposed to be expanding and not contracting. When I get into your energy centers, it's way too tight. It's almost like, you know, being a size 10 and trying to put on a size 5 jacket. That's kind of tight. You still there, Bonnie?
Listening, yes.
Okay, I don't want to overwhelm you. You're new.
No, I'm not overwhelmed. I was just following that vision, that's all.
Oh, well, you did an excellent job. So there you go.
My energy centers are tight?
You said what now?
My energy centers are tight?
Yes, your aura around your body is too close to your body. You need to expand that. And when it's so close around your body, it's a couple of things that it tells me. One, that there are some financial issues which you attest to. And two, there is a lack of love in your life.
Hmm. Okay, well, do you see any guides around me?
Of course. Yep, you have 8 spirit guides that are around you. Yep, 8 spirit guides that are there. And one of them is a gentleman. He actually has blonde hair, and he's wearing a green robe. He looks like he may be from Israel somewhere.
Interesting.
Why?
Well,
tell us why that's interesting.
Well, it's interesting because I've never had that particular guide identified for me. I've only ever had, I'm going to say, 2 guides identified. One was like a American Indian chief or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I was told was my grandfather.
Well, see, and I do things a little different than maybe other people because our ancestors, I don't really consider them guides. Even though they can be, you understand, I just look at them a little different. So when they show themselves to Miss Blue, they show themselves completely different. So if I were looking sort of at you and trying to look, you have many different ancestors that's all around you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue. I really appreciate this introduction, including the opportunity to sing worldwide.
Well, we thank you for definitely taking it on, and I want you to send me an email at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and I will send you my Know Your Magic deck. So you can start working with that, and you can check out your own guides.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss Blue, and continue what you do so well.
All right. Well, you keep listening. Hold the line. Peace and love, Bonnie.
Thank you. Love
peace,
to you.
Bonnie.
Oh, wow. Bonnie was a trooper, you guys. What'd she say? She only been listening for, what, 2 days?
2 days.
Two days. Y'all better work. All right.
And, you know, Miss Blue, it occurred to me, I was thinking before when the chat room started going off, that the reason that we sang the last time was to encourage them to get on the line and perform. That just kind of came back to me. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. Why they put us on spot? We came on there so that y'all would call y'all asses in and be brave, okay? That was why we did that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. It is coming back to me, Esther.
It's coming back to me right now, you know. Because I'm like, y'all going a little too hard in the chat room trying to put us on the spot. Like, hold up. We volunteered. You know, we put our own ass on the spot. Hold up, you know.
That's right. Hold my phone. Y'all want to hold my phone? Okay. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 708. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Lord, it's N.E.P. T. Lloyd.
Who is it?
T. Lloyd.
T. Lloyd?
T. Lloyd.
Yes, ma'am. T. Lloyd from Chicago, but I'm in L.A. right now, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
You putting it down in L.A.?
Yeah. We putting it together out here, man. I'm glad I made it in. This huge. Mama, I made it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So what you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I'm kind of like everybody else, though. But, I mean, I'm going to do some spoken words, some rap, some literature for you.
Go ahead.
Check me out. I got artillery, literally and spiritually, literally and physically. They asking what's gotten into me. I say God, my homies say like God, they believe in me. Mama prophesied, told me that the world is see. The gift imposed upon mankind lyrically. Conversations with angels, libations, and Hennessy. Knocking Pac, blasting me, soul searching for Genevieve. It's kind of odd, she came to me in a dream, see. Met her through a dead homie, but it's still a mystery. Eyes on the prize, take a long stride to victory. Success is just a struggle once you overcome mentally. Pour soul all in these beats, love all in these beats. Blood all in my eye. Death all in these streets. So understand our representation of that ruthless region. I'm like if Martin and Malcolm would have had that meeting. If Jeff Ford and Larry Hoover would have kept it peaceful. The young ghost of Emmett Till with Huey Newton mental. Simple. I'm Basquiat with this pad and pencil. Trying to repaint the coach's canvas with some spoken info. So I bark on instrumentals. Nothing's coincidental. So my arrival's suicidal for these evil Knievels. Genocide is dead. Time to bless my people. Love in my heart. Veins full of ether. Dark night plight, but more so bane reason. And for that same reason, Blue, I implore you, click an educated henchman to body the opposition. Talking that small percentage, locking the homage given. These poems hieroglyphics straight out the caves of Kemet. That last life was a scrimmage, and now I'm back with a vengeance. Don't think I'm crazy, just amazing. Miss Blue, I'm a quantum leaper.
Solis, yeah.
Use the quantum leaper.
Yeah. So lit. That was hot.
That was hot. That was really, really hot. So that was so nice. That was so nice, you know? I really loved that. I was really feeling that, like, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Oh, that was, yeah, that was nice. That was real nice. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Hello?
Yes, you got the floor.
Yes, we're here.
you. We listening to you.
We y'all listen to me. I got the flow now. Huh? That was it for that though. Did I need to keep going or we good? Can I talk now? Am I allowed to talk or do we?
Well, listen. Don't play with us tonight. We'll have you. You'll be all lyriced out.
I see.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Did you have a question for me, or you just kind of wanted to call in, just kind of grace us with your presence, which was a beautiful thing.
I appreciate that, Blue. I did have a question for you too, though. Like I say, I've been on this journey. I've been on this path. It's been a minute now. I know it's probably, as you can see, and just trying to make sure that everything is, you know, lining up. I know there's a lot of divine intervention going on, a lot of things have been opening up for me, and I'm just trying to, you know, making sure that, you know, maybe you can give me some insight on kind of, you know, the situations that I'm dealing with now, and, you know, as far as the agreements and the people,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Enemies.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know you're definitely there for what you're passionate about, and this is an opportunity you feel for your dreams to come true. But I want you to know something and bring your awareness to this point. Your dreams have already come true for you. You're already doing what you do. You're not there for them to make your dreams come true. You are there to do your work. It's not a dream anymore. So get out of the dream state and come to the state of awareness and recognize who you are and who you are coming to the table with. So earlier this show, I was talking about standing up, not bringing no bitch assness with you. Recognize yourself that now what you've done is you've stepped into the position of now you've turned pro. You're pro. You understand? You don't need, somebody cannot give you a contract to make you a professional. That's not no schooling. That's not no education. That's not a rec deal. That's not anything. That's not a pin. That's not a title. That's not a name. Nobody can give you that. You have to give it to yourself. So from this day forward, I want you to get out of thinking that somehow your dream is going to come true and know that you are no longer in the dream state. You are fully aware and awake, and you're doing the work now. It's completely different. So from the time you get up in the morning to the time you get ready to go to sleep at night, recognize that you have now turned pro.
Wow, I appreciate that. You sound like my mom's a little bit blue.
That's what's up for Mama. My big shout out. But that's where you are at this point. So because in your mind, you're still sort of hoping. And I want you to understand that hope is a real, real reality. I went to a function tonight, and there were thousands of people still stuck in hope. Now, one thing about hope remembers. Gratitude never forgets. Be grateful for where you are, but recognize that you've been past the hoping stage. You've been past dreaming. You was dreaming when you was 13, 14. You ain't been dreaming a long time. What took you so long to get here is you still thought you was dreaming. Not dreaming anymore. So you better work for real. You better work.
I will. And as far as the people that surround me and any spiritual guides or anything that you in the next couple of months or.
Well, I'll tell you this: you definitely have 7 spiritual guides around you, which is really a divine number. And I know you know that. That's that God consciousness. That number seems to just kind of hover itself around you. But it really is sort of kind of bringing you into that awareness. And remember, God is self-realization. So again, step into that position. Own who you are. Be grateful for where you've gotten. Definitely take it with you, because there are a lot of people, both seen and unseen, that helped you get to where you are. You didn't get there by yourself. You understand? And so you can never forget that. bring your awareness to everything that you do and bring your heart into it, bring your gratefulness, but recognize that you're not no longer the kid off the street. You're a professional. And so everything that you do needs to be handled in that manner. And I don't care if it involves you standing outside for 13, 14 hours. I don't care if it involves you staying awake for 26 hours just to hear no. Remember, you're a professional now.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
So take your life serious. Take your life serious. It's work. You're doing it. You're writing the pages, baby. The Stella's
right.
Is going out now. You know, the scribes is sitting down taking notes. They at your feet now. And so these are going to be the stories that you leave behind for all those who take the path that you decided to take. So take it serious. Take it for real and give it what it deserves and be grateful. Yeah.
Wow. Understood, Blue.
That's
I appreciate it.
And then come back and let us know. What's up, baby?
I will. I'm going to check in with you. Nothing from the go, Blue. So remember me. I'm going to check in with you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's what's up, Chi-Town. Represent.
Represent. But no, I see splashes of lights behind you, baby. So it's all go from here. It's on you.
Right. Right. Keep going. Keep pushing, huh?
That's it. You got it.
Right. Say no more. Throw out my... Okay. Understood. Appreciate you, Blue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Aw, I love it. I want to play my song, but I don't have it uploaded. I don't have it uploaded.
You know, Miss Blue, I gotta call something out, Miss Blue.
Okay.
I just want to say for the chat room, Calamar is gonna be on the line. She said that she wants to perform something, Miss Blue, and Calamar is a priestess.
Yeah.
And you know, I just wanted to acknowledge that we are always representing for the priestesshood. So
yes.
There should be no comments being made about people not representing for the priestesshood because I'm a priestess, Miss Blue is the head priestess, Calamar is a priestess. So we are always representing. So I just want to clear that up because when comments are made, you know, we just address this. Come on the line. If you want to address something with the priestess, you can come on the line with the priestess. So that's what I'm saying. Like, just you know, come on.
Wait a minute. I hear a challenge. Self-invested. They ready, too.
You know. See? Come on the line, though. You know, seriously.
Okay. We still got the brother on the line now. He like, what? What the world? Is-
No, he know, because that's Chi-Town. Chi-Town know yeah. already. So,
it's
you know,
good.
We good. Chi-Town
good.
We
all good. I'm here. I'm with y'all. It's all good.
That's what's up. There ain't nothing like God in the house with a bunch of priestess. We love it. We love it.
No, it was beautiful, brother. It was very beautiful. Yeah, I just had to address that. That's a night that we on tonight. We addressing stuff, you know.
Yeah, we are. Spiritual exchanges. So peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Let us know. Be a part of your journey. Let us know how it's going. Keep holding it down. Keep doing what you do and doing it to the highest level. So peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Etana from Miami.
Okay, greetings.
Greetings.
How are you and Miss Esther doing? How are you all doing this evening?
Wonderful.
How are you?
Excuse me?
I said, we're wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I had my hand up before I knew that you were going to have people singing or saying something.
I'm showing.
Because I don't sing.
You don't sing? You know, I don't sing either. Esther, do you sing?
Not like that.
We don't sing either, but, you know, interesting enough, we did sing on the remix.
We certainly did.
I bring that point up because I think it's valid in your case. I think it's valid. Did you call in for a question for me this evening?
Yes. I mean, maybe if you could tell me if I'm on the right track in my life, how things are going, they're going to get better. What does 2014 look like for me?
Well, certainly we can sort of take a look at that. How about we do this? How about we do this? How about we do this? How about you sing, and then I'll answer your question.
That sounds great.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, let me tell you this, because I want you guys to really understand something about singing, is that whenever we begin to open up that communication center, it doesn't matter about what the world thinks about that tone that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is about the essence of us. And
yes.
So a lot of times people say to me, Miss Blue, how can I expand my aura so that a lot of my thoughts and things that I'm thinking, I can begin to propel them out into the universe and so those things can start to come back to me? You know, how can I begin to attract more love in my life? You know, how can I begin to send energy out? How can I begin to do that so it can be in a way where I can express myself and really just stand strong in the essence of who I am? And singing is one of the most easy, powerful ways that can be done.
It doesn't matter what I sing?
It doesn't matter. Hold on. Because, you know, we're dealing with the remix family.
That's true.
So let's hear what you want to sing, and I'm going to say pretty much okay, but what you want to sing. See, I want you to really put your heart and soul in it. See, because when you guys call me for a reading, I don't half-ass y'all a reading. I don't be half-assed. You know, I don't be over here chewing on gum, going to the bathroom, talking about, yeah, girl, he coming, girl, it's going to be. I don't do that. I am fully focused on you, your energy, and what your spirit guides, the ancestors, and everyone has to say, your higher self, and I really communicate that to you. So I'm going to need you to just put your heart in it. Just put your heart. What you going to sing for us? Come on. What you going to sing? Want us to give you some suggestions?
Yes, you could.
Mm-mm. Are you in the chat? Are you in the chat room, buddy?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
Good.
Wow.
I'm glad you're not in the chat room. Because they are really doing the damn most code word for
yeah,
things they
beyond,
do.
Beyond the most, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. Blue, I guess I won't get my reading because I just can't think of anything to say.
Wow.
The song I'm thinking of singing.
Hold on. I can give you something. You know, Luther Vandross taught us all something about singing that we should never forget. Because Luther Vandross took A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and he made it into a song. So you can sing something. You can sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You can sing something.
Okay, I have a song I'm going to sing.
All right.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it goes. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And then one stormy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you to guide my sleigh tonight? And then all the other reindeers...
Keep going.
Laughing, shouted out with glee. Then all the other reindeers, they'll go down in history.
Wow.
Only in the remix, you guys.
Only in the remix. Wow.
I don't know why, but that was a song that came to me.
That's what's up.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all take my breath away in so many ways. I promise you. Oh, my goodness. Whew. I tell you, I have to go through a debrief. I have to go through a debrief with other spiritual beings not from Earth because they want to know what we be here doing.
What we got going on, for real.
What is really going on? Beautiful. Okay, so... okay. Let me compose myself. Let me ask you a question. Can you give me your birth date?
November the 16th.
Okay. No, she left that year off, y'all. You just technically you just had a birthday, so
yeah.
Not long ago. Happy belated birthday to you! They're
happy
always amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well, here is the thing: when you know, for you at this particular time, the cycle that you're in right now has a lot to do with responsibility. And it's about taking care of everything that is connected to you, people, place, things, thoughts, ideas. It really is about sort of taking care of those things this year. So this has been the cycle for you where so much responsibility has been put on your plate, more than normal. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing. You're about to move into another cycle that is going to be coming up for you. It's going to sort of be fused with more of a spiritual cycle. So this is an opportunity for you to really begin to sort of kind of go within yourself. But one of the things that I want you to begin to start working with is really start working with the energy of your wisdom. And bringing more of wisdom online for you. Let me kind of explain that to you. When I say wisdom, I'm getting like some feedback here, but I'm not sure where it's coming from. Let's see. Did it stop? No. There it is. I don't know if y'all hear all of that, but I do.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, so it may be coming on my end. I apologize for that. But really, it's about you getting into things like doing more meditation, more visualization, working with those things. Is it going to be an opportunity for you to attract more things to you? It is. But one of the things that I see, and I want you to work with the goddess Mut, M-U-T. She's going to be a great goddess. They really kind of help guide you because you don't really get out the house much. So unless you're going to do something, you don't just get out to be getting out.
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah. So I'm not talking about going out the house because you got to go work or you got to go to the grocery store, or you got to go to a doctor's appointment. That's not getting out the house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But you need to spend more time getting out so you can really kind of give yourself different exposures to things that maybe in your younger years you kind of held back on trying to do just based upon fear or just based upon not understanding or feeling like you don't fit in. This is a time for you to begin to get out and explore. Go see different things so you can begin to open up your energy a lot more. It's really going to help you expand yourself. I'm going to say within the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to get, hold on, y'all, because that's really working. In the next 3 to 6 months, and it didn't clear it up, so let's see how we can clear this up a little. In the next 3 to 6 months, what I'm going to say is that you should definitely, I mean, it's like a whole bunch of white light. But in the next 3 to 6 months, definitely it's going to be some opportunities for you to really increase your wealth. You're going to have some opportunities to really increase your wealth with in a very, very big way. And that opportunity for you is going to come through it's going to come through sort of a, I don't want to say a gift, but it's almost going to be as if you're going to get an opportunity to do something for someone and they're going to compensate you very, very well and also introduce you to other things that you can begin to connect yourself with that's going to pay off for you in a very big way.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you, who does something with cleaning supplies? Do you know somebody or yourself?
I've often thought about doing something in the cleaning business.
You need to do it because this is definitely going to be it's definitely going to pay off very, very big for you in that area. So it's going to be someone that you meet, but that's an opportunity where you really have a lot of things because even sort of the way you mix things together when you clean them is not traditional. The way people do it. You know what I'm talking about. And so this is even going to be an opportunity in 2014 for you to come out with your own cleaning supply product line. It's going to start out very small, but you're going to get the opportunity. People are going to want to buy what you have.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So tell me without giving away all of the recipes, what is this what is this thing that you mix together when you're cleaning?
I was just doing some cleaning. I just mixed some stuff up a few minutes ago.
Oh,
interesting that you would say
that. Hey, you wanted divine confirmation, sister. You got it. See what that thing has got? You sang Red Rudolph, and look what you got.
and the clean business that I was interested in doing was like green cleaning, not, you know, using chemicals and things like
right.
that.
telling you, I see it clear as day. You're going to have a product line, an opportunity to be doing some things with your product line. So if you're thinking about really going into green cleaning, where you can clean people's house and or give them cleaning supplies or show them how to make these cleaning supplies that are all natural, it's going to be very, very big for you. Very big. I want you to work with the goddess Mut, M-U-T. Work with her because she's the goddess that's around you right now, and she's really going to help you to open up that energy very big.
Oh, thank you very much, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you call back and let us know, girl, because I want some of them supplies. They look like they hit you.
All right. Thank you very much. You and Esther have a good night.
All
you
right.
Too.
You peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Go green, you guys. Go green. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we have so many of you guys on the phone line. I think it's time that we go to calling line.
I think so, too. I really do.
Let's go ahead and bring on the line.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Caroline.
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
Hey, well, I am going to actually share a song tonight. If y'all don't mind clicking on 505, it's going to be a first duet for me right here live on the remix.
Oh, so you've been over there plotting.
Yeah. Do you have us on speaker, Calamar? We hear an echo.
Okay, let me check and see. Let me see. No, I actually don't. Let me see. Let me cut down my volume a little bit. Is that better?
It sounds a little better.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
A little better? Yeah, I don't have no speaker phones. I have my headphones on.
It
Much
sounds
better
now. Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little better, but be advised.
Okay.
But there it is again. Yeah.
Hold on a second. And you said for us to click on the number now?
505.
Okay. Hold on one second. 505?
Okay.
This is he. This is he. This is he.
Hey, Santal.
Greetings. Hey. On the line, please.
Greetings. I'm hearing an echo too.
Okay, you want to tell everybody who's on the line?
Well, this is Calamar, and I am doing a duet with
Child,
and he's
going to... I'm talking to 505. Tell everybody who's
on
the line.
Sunchild Rock.
All right. I know you think the world knows you.
Huh?
You ready, Calamar?
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Calamar, I think
you
need to move your phone again. Calamar, I think you need to move whatever you did before because that echo is really bad.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay, let me take this out. Okay, is that better? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. It sounds like you're underwater, but we can hear you.
Goodness.
Put it back. Wherever it was. Okay, so you guys, whenever you're ready, go for it.
Callie, you ready? Did we lose you?
Hold on. Okay, now, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Go for it.
Wow.
closer I get to you. The more you make me see, like giving me all you got, your love has captured me. Kelly.
Kalimar, you're still there. Your mic is still on. You're still on the line. Kalimar? You know what? You get your call drop, but you're still on the line with us. So maybe you need to hang up or do whatever you're going to do and call back in, because I can still see you on the board. Can you see her, Esther?
Yes.
Yeah, you're still there. So if you want to call back in, I mean, I don't know how
you call back.
Kalimo?
Okay, can you hear me?
I heard you.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't go. No.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. We can hear you.
Okay. Is something weird going on? Can we start all over again, please?
Well, we're going to have to, so yes, we will.
Oh, go ahead, Kalimar. Go ahead.
All right, so let me ask you, let me ask Callie. You
can
did
I
hear
be heard?
You did hear my part, right? Callie.
I...
You did hear my part, right? No, Jesus, have mercy.
Okay, so who's doing all that breathing?
Right, because Kalimar, we can still hear you.
We can still hear you.
Okay.
You ready?
The blue face starts from the jump. Like we started from the jump.
It's too freaky. I couldn't hear nobody. Okay, thank you. It's not making all that static, is it?
No.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, go ahead.
You can hear me now, right? You can hear me now, right?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Kalimar. Yes, Sunchild.
Yes. Now I can hear you. Go for it.
Sing.
All right. Let me get.
Yes, ma'am.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see. Like giving me all you've got. Your love has captured me.
Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. And all the while inside, I knew it was real, the way you make me feel.
Lying here next to you, the time just seems to fly. I need you more and more. Let's give love a try.
Sun, child, sweeter and sweeter love grows, and heaven's there for those who fool the tricks of time, and with the hearts of love they find true love in a special way. Today,
the closer I get to you, the more you make me see like giving me all you got. Girl, your love has captured me.
Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than just friends. And on the wild inside, I knew it was real, the way you've been making me feel.
The closer I get to you, a thing comes over me.
You make me see
closer.
By giving you all you got,
your love captured me. How are we going to fade this joint?
The closer I get to you, boy.
The closer I get to you. Ooh. Shoo-ba-doo-ba-ba-da.
Thank y'all.
Oh, very nice. Lovely.
Very nice.
Yes, beautiful. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Beautiful. Thank you guys for sharing
Thank
that.
You. You're welcome.
Peace and love.
Sing it, Kylie Mars. Sing it, y'all.
Peace and love.
That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful.
It really was, yeah.
That was a nice blessing. Thank you to both you, Kalimar, and to Sun Chao Ra. That was beautiful. That really was. Oh, wow. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. Y'all is doing the do tonight. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Ken from Albany, New York.
Hi, greetings.
Hi, Ken from Albany.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. So, I'm going to sing a song by Gladys Knight.
Okay.
Me and my breathing together here. Okay. It's sad to think we're not gonna make it.
Oh, I love this.
And it's gotten to the point where we just can't fake it. Ooh, for some ungodly reason, we just won't let it die. I guess neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. I keep wondering what I'm gonna do without you. And I guess you must be wondering that same thing too. So we go on together, living a life. Because neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Woo! Thank you.
Ooh, you did
Ooh,
that.
Wait.
Thanks. You did that. I just wanted to holler, you better work, girl. You better work. You was
yeah,
doing it.
That was beautiful. That was for real.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That was so beautiful, Kim. Thank you so much for, you know, blessing us with your lovely, lovely vibrations here tonight.
Yeah.
That
Thank
was
you.
Beautiful.
I just called just to sing. I don't, you know, have a question or anything.
Well, that's beautiful. I have a question.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I have a question because you are just so close to the Poconos. Like, what does it look like right about now?
In Albany? Well, it's just like New York City. I mean, I was just in Brooklyn a couple of days ago. I mean, there's no leaves on the trees.
I don't want to know about Brooklyn because I'm a Brooklyn girl. I'm from Brooklyn. I want to know how is it in Albany there, because that's quite different from the boroughs, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, Albany is like Mayberry. Right?
Yes.
Everyone knows your name.
Yeah.
It's the capital of New York, so it's a small town. But Albany
is good. Is it snowing there, though? That's what I wanted to know.
As far as the weather, no, it's not snowing. It was raining. Let me look out the window. Hold on a second. Let me look out the window.
I love the remix. Kim said,
"You know what? It is snowing.
I knew it was snowing.
Look at it.
I knew it was snowing. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I a little off? I knew it was snowing. I could see the snow as you were singing. I was just like, wow, it's so beautiful. The snow is coming down and Kim is singing. It's so beautiful.
Wow. I haven't even noticed until you mentioned it. Oh, okay. Wow. Interesting. I guess I was in the moment. I want to say something. Esther's my girl. Esther gave me a reading when you guys were on, I think about a month ago. You had a little girl.
Oh, yes.
Remember? Yeah. And I told you about this gig I was going to and about the guy who I wanted to reconnect. It all worked out perfectly about the energy. We had a meeting. Esther was on today. I love my girl,
Thank
Esther.
You.
I love
you.
Wow. I love me
for
Esther. I really do.
That's what's up, Kim.
That's
everything that you said. Yeah, everything you said was lined up, and it worked out beautifully. So I just want to thank you for that.
And you know what? I am so glad that. See, this is what patience gets you, because you was about to get off the phone. Like, I ain't got no question. Wait a minute. So glad, because this is really important. It's really good to give that confirmation back, you know, because you know that worked out so beautiful for you, and then you know, to be on the phone, of course, spiritual exchange, divine exchange. That was beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah. Thank you,
thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And thank you so much. And I'll still be listening. So, but Miss Blue, do you see any spirit guides around me? Like, who do you see around me?
Well, other than the snow that was over there, hold on. Hold on a minute. I'm moving around. Let me slow down a little bit. I have somebody to hold my phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Is that better? Can y'all hear me clear now?
You're breaking up a little.
You breaking up still?
Yeah.
I'm still breaking. A little bit. Just good vibrations. Well, number one thing I will tell you, Kim, you do have spirit guides around you. And right now I get a total of 8, and there's a gateway that's opening up for you. And I actually do see a young girl in the gateway that's standing there, a young black girl. She has kind of like children hair, kind of brown skin, and she's a little one of our brown babies. Look like she's from here, and she looks maybe 11 years old. Maybe 11 years old, and she's kind of down. She's down right now, just in a very, very happy place, and here to help you sort of enjoy more of my side of life and get outside of your comfort zone and just do things that you don't normally do. And I'm breaking up real bad now.
Yeah, you are. I can barely hear you. I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Hold on. Okay, give me 1 second. Let's see if we can get that a little better. Is that a little better?
No. It's still bad.
Yes, no. Ooh, no. Really? It's still not better? Okay,
no.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on for just a moment. It should get better. I'm just going to send some energy there. Tell me when it gets better.
It's getting there. Keep talking.
Right. Let's see if it's getting any better as we continue. Y'all can't even imagine what I'm over here doing. But
yeah,
let's see if it gets better. Okay, good. I just took my core crystal and I sit in my mic here. So what I was saying, she's 11 years old, and she's really here to help you have more fun, get outside your comfort zone, do things you normally do in sort of a childlike way, even though she recognizes herself. She's a child, but she's really sort of helping you as an adult kind of get more into that energy. She's here, like I said, kind of one of our little brown babe children here. Beautiful little sister girl. She said in the last couple of days you've been doing things that you don't normally do. So you've been enjoying yourself and having more fun. And so she's definitely around hopping around, really trying to pull you into different stores, to look at different things you don't normally look at, just to see life in a completely different way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Miss Blue, I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of a Broadway show called Caroline or Change? It was a black musical about a black maid.
Caroline sounds very, very familiar, and if I'm not mistaken, they did that based off of a movie and made it into a Broadway play. Why? Tell me about it, because I know it has something to do with this.
Well, it's about a maid, and she works for a Jewish family. Well, make a long story short, I went to the audition, and I got the part to play the radio. And the radio are three women, they're backup singers during the whole show. And it's like the Supreme.
Okay.
So I got to play the lead girl in the singing group, and I'm really excited about it.
Wow.
And it's a novel. Yeah, so things are really happening for me. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. If that is not if that's not confirmation for you, I don't know what it is, because that's the main thing that this young, like I said, the total of 8 spirit guides with you, but this young girl is jumping up and down, and she said she's really trying to get you out of your comfort zone. And definitely, you're doing that in a big way. I am so excited for you, and that's
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Thing. Yeah, and I know children are close to you, so it could have been a child that you worked with before come in contact, because I know you do a lot of work, even though seeing all of that is your thing. But I'm looking in your records here, and I just pulled out a file, and I think I did reading you, but I pulled out a file, and I see that you are definitely here for children, really kind of to bring that joy and that love back to them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, thank you, Miss Blue. And Esther, girl, I love you, and I love you more, Miss Blue.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, have a good evening. Thank you.
That was hot.
You. That is so amazing. I love that. It's beautiful. Oh, that's so beautiful. Wow. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 202, holding it down, the priestess in the house.
That's 202, right. That's
you're
right.
Live in the mix. Tell us what you're from.
Hello?
202. Yes, greetings from the line, please.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Brian.
Greetings,
hey, Brian.
Brian. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Delaware, and I'm here with the guest, a first-time listener.
Oh. Greetings to you, first-time listener calling from Delaware. So,
how you doing?
We're good. We're good. Are you going to perform for us tonight, Brian?
Yes, I will. Let me get a song.
Okay. Well, Brian, first of all, let me ask you, how did you start listening to the remix?
How did I start listening?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw some YouTube videos with you and Brother Panic, and it was awesome some years back, probably like three or four years back. It was pretty awesome. And I've been a remix listener since.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Good to have,
yeah.
Good to have you call in. You're gonna sing, are you going to sing something for us tonight?
Yes. Yes, I'm just trying to think of a song.
Okay.
You want all my love and my devotion. You want my love and so right on the line. I have no doubt that I could love you forever. The only trouble is you really don't have the time.
Keep going. You're getting to the good part.
One night only. All I have to give. One night only.
Wow.
One verse only left.
That was beautiful.
That was really nice. And I know you came outside of your comfort zone to do that for us here this evening. But I love it. I love it. And thank you for, you know, being a true friend and just coming on here and singing about One Night Only. Everybody in the chat room is sending hearts to you.
Yeah, they are.
So they really are. You got people cheering for you. It's like, finish the song. Come on. Finish the song. Yeah.
I really called to for my friend. I wanted him to ask questions, get a reading, whatever he wanted. He's the first time listener. I'm a new caller, I guess.
Okay, so you're the new caller. He's first-time listeners. You took shots at the kidney. You went ahead and took it for the team that I'll sing and get to ask the question. That's beautiful. Yeah, you can bring your friend up.
Okay. How you doing?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Oba.
Oba?
Yes.
Okay, very interesting name, Oba.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Oba.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Oba. Yeah. Okay, Oba. What question, Oba?
Right now a lot of things are changing for me. I'm an artist, and I also do interior styling for like a major brand store. And I just want to know like what's coming up for me, because I'm trying to figure out like, do I want to stay at this job and pursue my art, or like I really have no idea what I want to do.
I like the way you said that. You know, you actually do some work that was in back in my more younger frivolous years was a big part of my fashion, was a big part of my passion and my fashion, which was fashion and style and all of that. And you're really, really good at that, you know? You're really good at that. And I know that's a big part of your passion, too. You really want to just kind of take it and do something a lot bigger and more mainstream. And you're thinking, should you stay, you get an opportunity to have a lot of creative expression, but you don't get compensated for it.
Yes.
Or should you venture out and really start to work on things that really is about the money? Well, the first thing I want you to do is get a completely new story about how you're looking at this. Because one of the things that I want you to think about is that there's absolutely nothing wrong with exchanges. You understand? Don't shoot yourself cheap to say that if you're able to express yourself as creatively as much as you want, then the compensation must be none. Because that's simply not true. Here's what I mean for you. In 4 months, first of all, let me tell you this. I know you don't know me, but I don't even know what's going on in the chat room, but let me stay focused on you, Oba. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me. So one of the things that I want to say is that I want you to stay where your passion is, where your love is in your heart, to really stay in that particular area. But in about 4 months, if it feels like 4 months, I suck with time. I know you don't know me, but I really suck with time because the past, present, and future kind of sometimes all infuse themselves. But it feels like about 4 months, you're going to get an opportunity to go work in an environment and be able to work in a place where you will get compensated, plus you're going to get the opportunity to do more creative things. And the other thing I want you to begin to do, I know one of the things that you've thought about doing and sort of kind of venturing out on your own is doing more stylist work and sort of kind of getting your own kind of consulting business.
You know, Being one of my really good friends, we're both stylists, and I was thinking about, like, starting a company where we style for people, but then we also collect vintage items and refurbish them,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, create the, like, and turn them into their own line. Like, we'll take one thing, like,
right.
maybe a vest that we find at the store, and
okay.
we'll redesign it and sell it, like, in multiple sizes, but have the face of it is from a vintage thing.
Okay. So here's what Ms. Blue needs to do for you, because this is very, very important for your getting this reading. I need you to acknowledge that I just told you that's what you do. That's how that works. That's divine confirmation.
Okay.
You get
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes, I get it.
Do you get it? It's important for you to begin to recognize that so that you know. I want you to – it's important for you to recognize that because you are getting your reading. So I want you to really – you should be excited that this woman I don't know from the man on the freaking moon just told me what I'm thinking about doing. This is divine confirmation. This is what people get readings for. Okay? Yeah. So I say that to you to say, hold tight where you are, and then begin to look for opportunities so that you can sustain yourself. But you definitely need to open up that stylist business, and you need to do that. You need to move forward. And I'm going to say within the next 7 months, starting from today, again, I suck with time, but it feels like 7 months, you're going to land a very, very large, huge contract. And it's going to come by way of styling with the way that you do it. So even with the refurbishing and bringing all of those things in together, that is you. That's what you need to be doing. Just know that it is time for you to really get a new story about how you're thinking about yourself, because there's no way that you're going to be put in a position where people are compensating you for that kind of money or even giving you that kind of money to build your business if you don't feel that somehow what you're doing is worthy of what's giving to you. So step outside of anything that you ever thought about money and really look at this as an exchange of passion. So think about exchange of passion of what people are going to feel when they see the clothes, when they put them on. Think about passion that people are going to feel once you offer the stylist service to them, and that is priceless. And because things become priceless, you need to have a price list. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There you go. So how was that?
Thank you.
For you?
That was good. I just want to say, I just want to thank Brian for having me listen to this. When you guys picked up our call, I had just got up from the table listening and was getting to sit down and watch TV, and he told me before I did it that he's like, as soon as you lose interest in this, they're going to call our number, so you might want to be paying attention. And I came and sat on the couch, and he brought it over to me.
That's right, because Brian knows what's up. He knows his magic, too. That's a good friend there. It's a really good friend. So congratulations to both of you. Love for you to call back in once you get everything up and running. This is definitely where your passion is and where your work is, a big part of what you came to the planet to do. So, you know, do it in a big way. Like I said, that's a big part of my first love is fashion. So I could see that area just so crystal clear and even has awakened some dreams within me. So beautiful to you, beautiful.
Thank you. Quick question. Would you say spirit guide? Do I have any?
Y'all kill me with them quick questions. Yes, you do have spirit guides. You have four spirit guides with you. They really, really, the number one thing that they're trying to help you with, Oba, is really getting you to listen to your higher self and also for you to build a very strong foundation. And one of the things that one of your main spirit guides are saying about you is that why things didn't work in the past is because you didn't build a foundation. You just jumped out there butt naked and then things came crashing down. So this time you have an opportunity to do it differently. So do it the correct way. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Beautiful. Hold the line.
The chat room is off the chain. It is off the chain.
So off the chain. I don't even know what to do with y'all. The phone lines are off
for real.
The chain. It's all on hold. I'm just going to jump around and just pick somebody.
Miss Blue, you are breaking up again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So let's see. Let's go to calling from area code 661. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, hi. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my name's Brian. I was just calling in. You had some really good callers tonight, and everybody's singing. It's making me really happy, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. We like to make people happy. Well, let them connect with her. Let me preference that, Brian. Let me preference that.
Yeah.
I need to reference that. We like when happy people call in because ultimately
Bingo.
it's a choice. Mm-hmm. Choice.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy. Like I've been on hold for like 20 minutes and you got so many people in your chat room.
Yeah. So what's so for you tonight, Brian? You look like you got some real interesting energy for us.
Well, I wanted to sing a little song like your other callers did, if you don't mind. And if I suck, I'm sorry, but I wanted to sing a little tune for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't really care about you sucking when you sing, because I think that's a matter of preference. But all vibrations are welcome here, and I can see you very clear where you are. So go right ahead.
All right, thanks.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D or Double G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's? Make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning, and the pot is still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So what? Turn off the lights and close the door. But for what? We don't love them hoes. So we gonna smoke an ounce to this. Jesus, hold down while your motherfucking mouth to this. Rolling down the street, smoke a handle, sipping on gin and juice, laid back. My money.
You know what? You waited your whole life to do this. You really into this. You really into this. I am.
Yeah, you feeling it. You feeling it.
I'm really feeling this, and I'm glad that we had to let you get this out because you.
That was my first time. I've never done that before.
No, you didn't.
That's so sad.
Oh God. I love it. Well, I want to say thank you for coming on and being a good sport about yourself and really recognizing what you really want to do, even though you're playing, but you really want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for hearing me, guys.
You're welcome, and have a good
peace
one.
And love.
Peace and love. Keep sipping on that gin and juice. Just remember what they say. Now, you know what they say, right, Brian?
What's that?
You don't know what they say?
No, what do they say?
They say once you go so far, you can't go back. So just remember that. Just remember that. You're always welcome here. You're always welcome here. That was beautiful.
Oh, thanks. I love you guys. Thank you. I love your show.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. You know what I think is so cool? I think it's so cool that sometimes like being on air or being on the radio, and that's maybe something we wouldn't do in public, but we get kind of get it out, like even though he was kind of playing, you could hear it.
He felt that. He was harmonizing them high notes. Okay, yes. He felt that.
100% better than my ass could ever do. So I really could feel him doing that. Like if he really gave some energy to that, he really could probably shut a lot of people down.
For real. Yeah. I want to applaud everyone that's coming forward because we on some non-bitch assness tonight. So I really want to give applause to everyone representing because y'all shutting it down. Y'all are.
Y'all really, it's good to sort of kind of step outside your box. Maybe this isn't something you'd sing in the office, or maybe even sing with people you love that live near you. But you can come to your family on the remix, and you can sort of kind of express yourself in that way and kind of let it out. I think that that in itself is classic and beautiful. So, I want to applaud everybody. That's beautiful. Ah, wow, where are we? So many people on the phone line. Let's see. I think we need to go to area code 214 next. 214?
Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you, psychic powers. 214.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Happy. We hear you.
Happy in the building.
We hear you, Happy. How is your thumb, Happy?
Oh, it's better now. It's better.
Okay.
What happened to your thumb, Happy?
I had sprung my thumb.
You sprung your thumb. Well, you know, I kind of did some things to my thumb a while back. You know what that means, right?
No.
That means that there's some shit in your life you should have been put your thumb on. That's what that means.
I bet. Yeah.
All right. Happy. You're going to sing?
I wanted to sing, but let me just say this first because, you know, I love music, but I'm not a singer, but I'm just a person that, you know, I always singing all the time.
And I want y'all
to everybody else. I'm just saying I'm not a singer, you know, so But I want to share a song. So.
And Happy is self-invested, guys.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Yes. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me get my smile out. Let me get my laugh out. All right. All right. Hold on. Let me get my laugh out. Y'all ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. If I were a bird, I'd fly away, spread my wings so I'd escape. If I were the sky, I'd let it rain to wash away the pain. Now why do I feel so alone, knowing I know I have you? And what made you turn around on me? What did I do? And when did love you feel this way? So much pain and misery. Where's the you I once knew, and could you fly with me? Whatever. I'm nervous. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's beautiful.
Girl, you was going.
I'm nervous.
Yes. We're going to start charging at the door.
For real.
Boy.
I think I had a question that I'm on my reading. I think I had a question. Hold on. What did I want to know? I want to know what was my main spirit guy telling me? Because I know they got something for me.
Now, Happy, you done busted a whole groove. Like, you done threw me from Ethiopia back into China somewhere. Like, I was real. was singing. You done stopped cold turkey in the middle of the song.
Because I don't like feeling nervous. My heart beats like.
That's a good thing. That is really, really a good thing. It really is. It really is a good thing. And so can you sing, can you hit another song for, can you hit another
one? Oh, you want me to sing another song?
That one. I mean, that
Yeah,
would
or
be,
finish,
I
right.
Can finish
that.
I can do what
Callie's
singing when I said, hold on, let's see. Over and over again, over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than. Now I don't want to sing that song. I'm thinking this song.
Hold on, wait, let me see. What you want me to sing?
You don't
sing
make
that song.
It's the remix. Happy, whatever you want to sing.
All right, whatever I want to sing. Man, would y'all put me on the spot? Cause I. All right, let me see. I can't think of a song. Let me see. I don't know the songs I'll be saying. Okay, I got one. You better go. Now I want to sing a song. Hold on, wait.
You know what? Happy. You know what? Happy.
Why do you just want to give it a read? Because. All right. Miss Black, I can't think of a song right now.
You can't think
I'm
of
already
no song.
I'm already nervous and stuff, and I'm just, you know, feeling like, you know how I feel when you're nervous.
Mm-mm. No.
Happy, can I
yes,
tell you,
you
something,
know.
Though, Happy? Happy, you came on, though, and busting the dough singing, so you can't really claim nervous now. Like, you know what I'm saying? You already in here. You got to finish the song.
I don't remember
what
the song I was singing a while ago.
You can finish that one. You can do a new one.
I don't remember the words. I mean, I stopped because I forgot the words, too. That's another thing.
Do you know Love on Top? You know Love on Top, Happy? Beyonce, Love on Top?
No, I don't know the words to that one.
Come on. You got
Come on, Happy. You be singing it in the chat room.
I know the song, but I don't know the words. Let me see. Hold on, wait a minute. What song? I sing, this woman's worth, and who is all on me? Now this party's over. I'm so goofy. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't do it right now.
All right, Happy. Thank you for what.
No, but Miss Blue, I'm
that was beautiful, Happy.
Just let me know what my main spirit got telling me.
Well, I'll tell you this, what your spirit guides is telling you, because it's quite a few decisions that and things you have going on right now, two things. It's almost like, you know, the song, You Down With OPP, you know.
Yeah,
but
you know
me. Yes, your OPP for you, your spirit is telling you has to do with opportunity, patience, and planning. And that what really is going to be able to take you through this next gateway that you're coming into is really to make sure you know and you keep your awareness so you can understand where these opportunities are for you. Really have patience. You got to start planning now. Because if you don't start planning now, then when the opportunity comes, you're not going to be able to walk through the gateway. And so, interesting enough, when we have these different gateways and these different portals that open up for us, we don't necessarily always have to walk through them. We can go through them divided. And this is how you've been with certain areas of your life. You're walking through them divided, like half of you agrees and the other half is sort of kind of struggling to pull the rest of you to come along. And this is an opportunity for you to be at oneness when you walk through this next gateway. But it's going to start for you to start doing your planning right now. You need to start getting things in order, really have patience and let inspiration be your guide, which really is about being in spirit and the freedom that you already have.
Oh, okay.
All right, did you get that?
Yeah, you saying I need to start planning for my future and don't rush it, be patient.
Well, no, not necessarily your future, because future always stays ahead of you.
I mean, the future is now, but I need to start planning. Well, I need to start planning right now.
No, the future is not now. The future is not now. I want to make sure I'm clear. The future is not now. Future is where it is, just in the future. You're not planning for the future. but you know there are certain opportunities that are coming up for you, and there are certain moves that you want to make, yet you're living day by day, and you're really not sort of kind of planning so when that opportunity comes, you make your move. You understand, it's not like what would happen if all of those things opened themselves up to you today and said, okay, Happy, you can move. You get your own place. You could do this. Would you be ready to go today? No.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You wouldn't be ready because you haven't planned for it.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
So it's just about sitting down and really kind of planning, writing out a plan, just sitting down and making a plan and writing it down. So you're not planning for the future. You understand what I'm saying? Because the future will always be the future. You're planning for these opportunities, when these gateways, when these different things open up for you.
Okay.
You understand? Let me give you another example, Happy. It's like knowing you need to catch the bus, but you ain't got the change. Catch the bus. Knowing you need to catch the bus. And you go outside, you're walking down the street, it's cold, it's freezing, but you know you need to catch the bus. But you don't have no money in your pocket. So the bus pulls up and you jump on the bus. We don't all seen people who have ever rode the bus. And then all of a sudden, they looking around trying to dig their pocket or dig in their purse. And they trying to look to see is somebody going to come save them because they have not prepared for where they step themselves to. There's no greater feeling than getting on the bus and reaching in your pocket and either pulling out a pass or pulling out a token or pulling out your own change. Because then you know you earned the right to sit anywhere you want to sit and to ride any bus that you want to ride. And that's sort of a metaphor of how you can begin to look at your life. Because you can keep looking over your shoulders, looking behind your back, ain't nobody coming to save you. People will let you stand there till the bus driver tells you to get off until you got some change. I'm quite sure you're all happy, but you got one. Did you go get your token? All right, Happy. Thank you for those beautiful lyrics you kind of get it.
Thank you for the remixes, too. She did about four songs.
She did. She did do about four songs. Thank you, Happy. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Where should we go? So many of you here. Let's see. I guess we just go jump around. Hopefully we jump around somewhere we ain't jumped before. Let's see. Let's go to 908.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Ooh, greetings to the No, ma'am. Who's on the line?
This is Key from Jersey.
Key from Jersey?
Ooh, Key. I'm going to juice it up.
I'm sitting up here. I'm working on this album, Esther, with the music and poetry.
Okay.
So, and it's so funny because I actually wrote a song piggybacking on what you were talking about, like leaning into your purpose and stuff. I actually wrote a song called Purpose this week. So. And I wanted to say, at work I had heard Cuckoo Ca-Choo.
Because
my coworkers be playing the Beatles. So I was like, oh, snap, I hear Cuckoo Ca-Choo, but I forgot what it meant, so I got to listen back.
You know. People. Okay, you gonna think us, Key?
I mean, I don't know. It's part of my question for tonight. I mean, my throat, I don't know. When I was about to go into the studio, like, I don't know. Like, my throat just gave out on me. I mean, I did eat ice cream, but that's part of my question. But I want to sing, but I just know that I found a mess right now.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's real interesting because I used to work with artists. And, in fact, I used to have a production company at one time. And one of the things that I will say is that it's always interesting when somebody is about to get ready to go do something really, really big, particularly when it comes to artists. And then all of a sudden, boom, something will hit them in their throat.
Right. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like what it is. I know I had work to do there in that area, so I figured that that was a part of it. But why would that happen, you know, like when I'm about to go do it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, a big part of it is because a lot of the times, one of the things, and I'll just stay with you because it's, I don't want you to take on every artist burden because I consider myself to be somewhat of an artist too, even though I don't sing. But my work is with artistry. And a lot of times what happens is when we stay in the dream world for so long and we get the opportunity to do what we say we want to do the most, we are met with something that this reality calls resistance. And when that resistance comes for you, because it always comes in some shape, form, or fashion, it does. And sometimes that resistance is in the form of many things. It could be people that you love and care for. It could be your work environment where you work. It could be your mother, father. It could be your children. It could be the man that you love. It could be the woman you adore. And then sometimes it could be yourself. That resistance comes. And the neat thing about resistance is that resistance has a very way of finding weak spots.
Finding what?
Weak spots. We're weak.
Okay.
That's what resistance comes for. It finds weak spots. So if you're a runner and you're preparing yourself for a training, your resistance is not going to throw. That has nothing to do with running, right?
Right.
It's going to cause you to pull a hamstring. Because where our strength lies, it is also our weakness as well. It's a vulnerable spot to us because in order for us to express ourselves the way that we creatively choose to express ourselves, we have to be vulnerable. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There is absolutely no way that you can ever achieve that level of divine oneness or achieve sort of that level of what we call mastery unless you have gotten yourself to a point where you can make yourself vulnerable. You can make yourself open to it, that you can sort of just kind of let all of your guard down so you can express it in the way that you need to express. So our strongest points will become our weakest points. And so if we were to look at the truth of the matter is that even though this is something you want very bad And there's a part of you that feels that one complete, your whole life is going to change. The resistance comes. And that's why, as an artist, recognizing where your resistance is, you have to put sort of precautions of things out there. So like you said, you kind of made it, and you, even though I wouldn't eat ice cream, because everybody knows before you in the studio, you don't eat ice cream. I know that.
Right. I just couldn't stop.
You couldn't yourself. So the resistance is not coming from outside of you. It's coming from within. It's the part of this, it's part of this pattern that you've been trying to bring from yourself in a lot of different areas. So let's just keep it 100. And this is about self-sabotaging yourself. So this is a very fine opportunity for you here tonight, because you get a chance to get out of that shit for real by singing here tonight, because I should have went to the studio anyway, and you should still.
Okay, I mean, I was still going to try. I mean, I really
You can't try. You have to do it. I tell you from the honest place, and I know Esther can bear witness, and a lot of Remix family can bear witness as well, too. I'm a lot of resistance. It takes a lot of resistance a lot of times to get right here in this chair and be able to do shows, do the work that I do. But the great thing about when we come, those stories sometimes don't ever get told. One of the things that I really
Miss Blue, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm breaking up. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me now? Yeah, you said one of the things you want me to do is...
She was just so powerful. They even want me to drop that Mandela quote on y'all ass. And that was... That's what it was. That's what I was talking about. Is about takes a lot sometimes for me to get right here in this and do this, because I'm met with a whole lot of resistance.
Yeah.
And one of the quotes from Nelson Mandela was about not so much his successes, but paying attention to how many times he fell and he failed and how much resistance he was met with. Because it's never about showing up and shining. It's about how you overcome when all hell breaks. And can you still do it anyway?
Yeah.
See, that's the question. Can you do it anyway? So there's so many times I have to myself, this side, board not working, this shutting down. Sometimes I can't even see where y'all are. I'm moving around in the dark. But can you do the show anyway? There has been time I've been doing the show. The hackers have been hacking in my account. They've been doing all kinds of things in the chat room. All kinds of shit have been going on. But the question still remains, can you do it anyway?
Yeah.
There's been times that I have not felt well. There's been times that my children have been sick. It's been times that all kinds of hell have broken loose, and the question came up, but can you do it anyway?
Yes, I can.
Yes. So, now that you know you can do it anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you ate ice cream. It doesn't matter if you was drinking ice water. None of that matters. Absolutely none of it matters. And at the end of the day, it becomes an excuse. I'm not telling you to be Miss Blue, but I'm letting you know that in this time-space reality, when it comes to your work that you came here to do, the question you have to begin to ask yourself after you come up with every single possible resistance, whether that's an internal resistance or external resistance, can you do it anyway? And if you can say yes, doesn't matter if you stumble, doesn't matter if you don't sound the best, it doesn't matter if it's a horrible performance. What matters is that you did it. Because that can never be taken away from you. You know? Fanfare comes and goes. People will lick your ass today and they'll kill your ass tomorrow and won't blink an eye in between.
So sure you're doing
it
all for yourself. Because if you get caught up in who likes you, what sounds good, what's going right, that shit will flip on your ass as quick as you blink.
So quick.
Yeah.
You understand? So quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're about to go into after hours, 646-522-2711. Is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you want to hear the rest of the show. For the rest of you, download, download, download. Much love, warm spirit, peace and blessings to all of you guys. See you Sunday night in the remix anyway. How about that? See you in the remix anyway. So, are you ready, Key from Jersey? Because we want to know if you can do it anyway.
Yeah, so I just want to tell what inspired me to write this was the card that I pulled from the Chem deck, which was patience and stillness, and then I got that reading from Monia, from Sis Monia and you, and so this is just hit me at work one day. It's not finished yet, so I'm just doing it first. So it's up.
Stillness is all I need to receive. Sit back and let me breathe. Let go of my regrets. I have no need to stress. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, on my way. Why am I here? I need to feel my purpose. I've got a purpose, purpose. I've got a purpose, purpose. I've got a purpose, purpose.
Oh, beautiful.
Got a purpose, yeah.
Purpose, that is beautiful.
That's what's up, Key. Love it.
You did it anyway. You did it anyway. How does that feel? Doesn't that feel so much?
Oh, gosh. Yes, Miss Blue, it does. I'm trying to stop the tears.
You did it anyway. You did it anyway. So I want you to remember that. So no more ice cream before you go in the studio. You know, no more cold water. Wrap your neck up. And if all else fails, know you did it anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
Beautiful.
You so much for the platform, Ms. Blue. I appreciate you.
Oh, likewise. Peace and love to you.
Peace,
I definitely want everything.
Thank you, Esther.
Together. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Oh, that was so divine. That was
it
really
was.
Divine.
It was.
It was really so divine. I just want to say thank you to everybody, especially to you tonight, Esther, for coming on, because you did it anyway.
Yeah.
You did it anyway. So we're going to keep going because it's so many of you guys on the phone line, like seriously. So many of you guys. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, self-invested, for those of you who are self-invested, myself, Brother Bilal, I know Esther will be there, Sister Munya,
yes.
We'll all be in self-invested tomorrow to see you guys in self-invested. Kalimar, Happy, Series, Banks, all of you guys who are self-invested, we will see you guys tomorrow. Money Matters for self-invested. For the rest of you, we're going to keep going. We're going to take some more calls. We're going to hear some more good vibrations. And we're just going to keep doing what we need to do anyway.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know how Lou can say, anyway. You know, I was saying.
Anyway.
That's just do it anyway. Yes. We're going to go to the next caller, and we're going to kind of jump around here. Calling in from area code 230, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 230? They know.
Is that me?
That would be me. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, that's 203. That's is MG from the Bronx.
It's who?
It's 203. You said 230. That's why I thought it wasn't me. This is MG from the Bronx.
Okay. Greetings from the Bronx. Interesting borough to be from. How is the Bronx?
No, I'm in Connecticut right now, but I'm from the Bronx. I don't rep Connecticut, so I don't want to. I'm from the Bronx.
Oh,
wow.
No, for real. Seriously.
I'm born in the Bronx. I gotta represent the Bronx. I can't. You out here? They ask me, I'm from the state of Bronx. I'm not gonna say Connecticut. You know.
I hear you. Represents the down Bronx. Represents.
That's right.
The Bronx. Right. All right. Bronx by way of Connecticut. All right. So, what you gonna do for us this evening?
I'm gonna sing a song. Something I'm working on, and it's not quite mastered, but it's like the main song that's on my mind right now, so I kind of want to do that one. Hopefully
okay.
You're not offended by it or anything like that.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hold on.
Daggone, let me see what you're working with. How you gonna work it out? Baby, I wanna touch that. Daggone, you moving so dang strong. All in the air and it ain't even the problem. You move around like a snake. Now you're moving up, baby, kinda like your wings. Baby, I don't know if you know what you know you do to me. But baby, you sexy. Let me stop fighting. You ain't my baby, but you got something. Oh yeah. Turn that top, top, turn that top of one top, top, top of the top of that bag. Tap that back, tap that back. I wanna tap that back, tap that back. I wanna tap that back, tap that back. I wanna tap that back. I don't know if you know, but you're really sexy. Won't you be my hoe? I wanna free your world, where they don't like you, they're just stupid. You got something, baby, love. You're fitter than all the rest of them. I said you're bigger than all the rest of them. All I see is you right here in this gym. Come on. Stop fronting with me. Stop fronting with me. You know you want to be. Know you want to be. Know you want to be right next to me. Maybe I get on the beach and then maybe I be. Maybe get on the beach and then maybe I be. I said you make me want to tap that there. Tap that there. I want to tap that there. Tap that there. I want to tap that there. Tap that there. I want to tap that there. Oh, baby, come on.
Okay.
Wow. What's the name of that song?
Tap That. That's the name
Okay. I love that, though.
I love that. I was like, you sing Tap That there, Tap That there.
So I want to Tap That.
I want to
Tap That
here.
Back. Tap That back. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love it. I love it. That was hot. That was hot.
You know what, Mecca? You know what, Mecca? You know what? You know, I want to say this because while you were singing the song, I could see you kind of moving like you can't be
still.
Like you kind of moving around and you like, you know, do the little chord, do the hook again. Sing the hook one more time for it. Sing the hook. Yes, like really. Oh wow, that's nice. I can't wait for you.
I can't
wait for you to lay it all down. That's really, really. I really like that. I was feeling that vibe. I really was feeling that. And so was everybody
Thank
else.
You.
Everybody in the chat room talking about Tap That there, Tap That back.
Yeah.
Y'all
That's a hit right there. That's a hit.
Yeah, you know the remix family know about tapping.
I want to do something a little different, you know.
Oh gosh! Oh my goodness! Oh, I'm sorry.
The last time you had an open mic, I did a rap kind of thing, but this one I did something a little different.
I like
that. Yeah.
You are definitely creating in a big way, and that was really good for you to share that with us. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Peace, brother,
thank you.
From the Bronx.
Yeah, the brother from the Bronx, boogie down Bronx, tapping it, tap that there.
Right.
Tap
he's tapping it in Connecticut, though, but that's what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
that's what's up, though.
But check it out. You can feel the tap in the Bronx. He's tapping in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little different in Connecticut. You're right.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 772. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Cookie calling in from Port St. Lucie.
Okay, greetings.
Hey, Cookie.
Greetings.
How you doing?
Good.
I wasn't ready. I don't know what to think.
What you mean you wasn't ready?
I wasn't ready. I didn't know what song to sing. I mean, I got a couple songs in the head, but I wasn't ready.
You're always ready. What are you talking about? Just do it anyway.
The listeners get the best of me. Okay.
I'll
do it anyway. Okay.
Well, wait a minute, Cookie. What you getting ready to do for us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to sing a song. I'm a little winded, but I'm going to sing a song.
Okay.
Okay. All right. If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me. And I know that I should throw the towel in, but maybe it's not that easy. Hey,
you treat me better than him. But if I could say there'd be no competition, but I'm in love with someone else, and I know it ain't right. But that's all I got for now.
You know,
That's an interesting song, Cookie.
You truly benefit.
Yeah.
Ah, you treat me better than him. Cookie, we hear you, Cookie.
I tried.
Waiting on somebody to come sing, "Where You At?" I want to hear you at.
Oh, my goodness. That was just something off the head, but that was Jasmine Sullivan, actually.
Yeah, that's Jasmine. You, Jasmine, actually, is probably not going to sing again.
No, I hope not. I mean, she has a very nice voice.
Oh, her voice is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful, and I really loved the song she sings about tigers. Lions,
oh,
and bears.
Tigers and bears. Yeah.
Yeah. She ain't scared of them, but she's scared of his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting sister there. Very interesting sister.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she actually, you know what, Mecca? I hope you're online, because I need to talk to you. Most black females, and I hate what men call females, in America have no understanding of the future beyond their purse. You know, this is when I invite your ass to press one, Mecca. I love
right.
talking to this brother. Press
He press one so many times. Press one more then. Do one more tonight.
What's your area code for I sing a song to you?
Right.
In area code. What's your area code, Mecca? We need to find you. We need to help you get back to Mecca. Let me, you know what, Mecca? When the most. Don't let that stop you. It won't be the first time you had to hold it. It won't be the first time you had to hold it.
Oh,
all right. But, Cookie, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
that
was beautiful, Cookie.
That was.
I had a quick question. Can I ask
yes?
a quick question? Okay. It seems like the past 3 or 4 months, like, I've been going through a lot, and it seems like it's not stopping. Every time I go to do something, it's like something happens, and it's like it stops me. Like, from I have to move on the 31st, and I have to wait 2 more months to get into my new place. And, like, it's just, like, a whole bunch of stuff building up. What is going on?
Well, real interesting thing even about why you were trying to move in the very first place. And I want you to think back, because a lot of things, when they begin to start to happen, it's actually not something that's taking place right now. In most cases, sometimes it's things that happened 12 months ago, or sometimes even 20 to 24 months ago. So really, I want you to begin to start to rewind things back in your mind and begin to take a look at those things there. And really, what this is, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to really chance to slow down and take a look at yourself, you know, and to look at yourself from the inside. I think this is this is one of the things, a big part of your work, even coming back to planet, has a lot to do. It's about you being able to take a look at yourself from inside out, not the outside in, and really just sort of working from that particular premise. And when you don't slow yourself down, this is an opportunity for you to slow yourself down and recognize that you are good enough, that you're good enough, and that you sort of want to believe that every time something good happens to you, that something has to come bad with it. So it's kind of like, oh, no, Cookie, don't too happy, because you know whenever you get too happy, girl, or when the relationship is going with you, you know something bad is going to happen, girl. You know that's our story. So you really have to begin to start writing yourself a new story, because this is really about you just still not feeling as if you're good enough.
Okay.
You know, I see butterflies all around you. Just really butterflies all around you. And the butterflies that are all around you, it's really a reminder, one, of transformation. And the other thing is, it's connected to your grandmother who really whispers these thoughts in your ear and just sends love to you, so much love to you. So this is about you slowing down. It's about you slowing down. It's about you understanding that you deserve to have joy in your life, that you are worthy of love, and nothing is required of you. You're good enough. You don't have to do anything else. You're absolutely good enough. You're good enough. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to pretend to be anything that you're not. This is what your grandmother is saying to you, is to be you, because that is the most beautiful thing this world, this planet, has ever seen. Nothing else is required. That's it.
Wow. You're bringing me to tears right now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, tears of joy.
Yeah, tears of joy, definitely.
Whew. So I want you to take that with you. I'm going to give you a magical statement to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to begin to talk to your inner child. And when you talk to your child, I want you to put your hand on your heart. Because that's truly where the inner child lives. The inner child doesn't live in the brain. It's in the heart. And to affirm that this child lives and breathes joy of life. And that all of your nourishment that you get is nourished by love. You experience happiness, magic, and miracles every day. Every day.
I do.
And I want you to work with that. Work with that statement at least 90 days.
Okay.
You know, psychologists say they work with this statement more than 20 days, 20 ways. I can't even remember what it is. But that's not actually true. That's only enough to get it into the surface of your electromagnetic field. But if you truly want something to resonate, then your frequency, your vibration, and really connect it to you at your heart level, you need to work with it for 90 days.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Ms.
Blue. That's it. It's beautiful. Take this time. Look at this as a beautiful opportunity to just be kidding. Nothing is required. That's it.
Okay.
Stop being in a hurry. Stop being in a rush to prove something you don't need to prove.
Wow. You said a mouthful.
Yeah. Yes. You know, that's me, yeah. Big mouth blue. That's me. Peace and love
you.
To you. I want you
I
to hold on. Let us know how it goes and just enjoy this time while you're ready to move into your place. That's it. Things will open themselves up if they need to be. All right?
Okay.
All right. Peace, love. Hold on, line. Hold on, line.
Hello.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller.
You know, I think that Mecca is on the line if you would like to go to him, Miss Blue.
Yes.
I think he is on at 678.
Yes, I see him there. We are going to go to Mecca. Greetings, Mecca. Greetings,
Mecca.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right, cool.
We can hear you. All right, I think I'm breaking up again. Greetings, Mecca. How are you
hey.
Enjoying the show tonight, Mecca?
I enjoy it, boy. I love your show. I love
you
your show.
What?
Can you hear me? I love your show.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah.
we can hear you, Mika. You know,
okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you say something first, and then I'm going to say something.
See, you set me up again. I don't have anything to say. You're supposed to be asking me questions. I'm not saying anything. I'm listening. I'm being a laid-back listener.
Mecca, you weren't being a laid-back listener in the chat room.
Yeah, but you're going to have to specify which part of what I've said in the chat room that you want me
you
to talk
what?
About.
You know.
You can't just set me up like that.
Really?
Okay.
So bad. So you need to be spanked.
Mecca, no spanking here, Mecca. Spanking. No
wow.
Spanking allowed. Okay, Mecca, so here's my question for you. The question I have for you, Mecca, is tell me why you feel that most, I'll say women, but you call them females, us, cannot have their pocketbook. Tell me about that. Let's talk about that statement.
You said they can't have what now? They're what?
This is what you said. You said that women can't see beyond their purse.
Their purse. Yeah.
In America. You said it.
Yeah, but I mean, that should be known because America was started because they left Britain because they were like, oh, Britain just want to tax us over everything.
Hold on 1 second, Mecca, because we don't have that much time. But I want
okay,
to address about
yeah, women. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll jump straight to it. Okay, I'm sorry. So basically, it's only a few of y'all that really I would care about. I mean, most of the females, even if I saw somebody who was really about something and I looked at what they're doing, I probably wouldn't know whether I need to put a lot of energy into them or not. So we have to push it past that. We have to go faster. So we need to go to where is her soul? What does she care about? And so what I'm saying is that, yeah, while there is nothing imminent right now, then you don't know where to put your energy into. So it's like, okay, you could be a guy that's about a lot of stuff, but there is
right.
Nothing letting you know unless you have that inner instinct. Like the dude that was on here earlier that was talking about, you know, Jeff Fort and all that stuff. Like, it's about, I mean, only can a person who is, you know, really already in tune try to figure that out. So we don't know how to figure out what is the woman about unless we already have the instinct. So I'm just saying that basically until you have something to fight for, you're going to do what everybody else is doing. Like, I had somebody tell me, why you want to mess up Christmas unless you have something better to offer your kids than Christmas? So
Hold on 1 second. Thank you for that. We're not about Christmas. I just want to comment because one of the things I will say to you, I definitely can, I'll tell you the part that I can agree with. I do agree that as Americans, okay, we do, there are a group of Americans who spend their money on what they feel is worth to them that others may not feel it. Because when it comes to what people invest their money into or whatever, I don't think that it really is my position to tell somebody what they should be focusing their money on and what they should not. That's not my goal. So hold on. Let me finish. I have no disagree or agreement with that. Absolutely none.
Okay.
The reason I wanted to talk to you about it, just to see where you were coming from,
because
it's something that my daddy always told me. He said, you know, no matter where you go, you need to recognize where you're at.
Okay.
Let me teach you. My question to you is that statement, where you're at, really was just so left field that I really wanted to know about, because you know where you're at with the remix at Type of Sisters Win that are here. So I'm just curious to know what made you bring that particular situation here. You know, some people would call it a distraction. Other people would say you're just out for attention. But I really wanted to know where that thought came from.
This is what I'm saying, Ms. Blue. Now, when you talked about, okay, if we talk about where we are right now, we're in America. And so if we even go back and be like, oh, we do as the Romans do. Well, when do we decide that people do as Africans did? That's what I'm just asking. I'm just asking one question. I'm like, okay, we're in a place and we're doing. You asked me. I thought it was my turn. Okay, go ahead.
But you're fine. I'm just going to tell you two things. I can hear you clear, so you don't have to yell, one. And the second thing I want to let you know is that the remix is not Rome. And even though we're in America, some of us, because everybody here is not from America. We have international listeners, brothers and sisters from all over the world. We are listening inside the remix. We're not just out in America. And so, therefore, the things that we do here is considered, you know, I'm quite sure where you're at, you're considered way out the box. Well, welcome home, because everybody in the remix is so far away from the fucking box. We don't see that. Curious to how maybe you were somewhere else. I don't know.
What I'm saying, if I was somewhere else, I was in another planet or something. What I'm saying is that, and if you please, let me just finish what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that we're talking about the women in America. And when I go through America, I'm like, okay, it's cool. I go to places, and if I decide, see, it's different when European-type people decide, and if they have $200 million in their pocket or in their bank account, they can walk around like a guy on the street, and it's cool. But they don't get judged because their types of people understand, you know, that's not an issue. But if a black dude that has $200 million walking around like a wino, y'all gonna treat him like a wino. So my point is, women are the ones that dictate what is going to be the male standard of getting her attention. You can't get around it. Men only get with women because of what women want. We don't care about diamonds. We don't care about cars. We only do what it is that y'all require us to do so that we can propagate our seed so that it can go forward. We don't care about that. So
I'm
just saying that.
I get what you're.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to fight anything. I'm just saying that we need a higher standard. And the standard has been set by somebody who doesn't care about where we come from. So what we're talking about, we're in America. But America is hybrid. It comes from a bunch of stuff, Greek, Roman, mostly, you know, American,
Mecca.
African.
We're not
Mecca.
Going to history lesson.
All
right,
I'm fine. Yeah. Well, I made my point already, so I don't have anything else to say. You want to ask me more questions?
No, well, I just kind of want to, one, thank you for calling in and sharing where you're at and how you got to that point, because I can certainly understand. And one of the things I could say to you, Mecca, is you're in an environment where nobody, you thinking, don't nobody hear or think that way. So,
oh, yeah,
yes, again,
they do.
I know them
better than
you.
There's a lot of people that think that way. The fact is that there's not many, and it doesn't take many. That was the point of the movie 300. They were basically saying that 300 could take on a few thousand. And so it's an entertaining art of war. It's an art of war. You don't need a lot of people to.
Mecca.
You don't need a lot of.
Mecca.
Okay.
Mecca.
All right.
Yeah. You know
so,
what?
All right.
Here's what this is what I would recommend for you, Mecca, because I really feel your passion. And I remember last time you came on, I felt passion. You know, one of the things about Blog Talk that is beautiful, and I've been here ever since Blog Talk has been beta, like when they were just thinking about beginning to start up Blog Talk, I'm going to make a suggestion to you because I think it's really great that you get you your own Blog Talk show, because audience you're looking for.
You're dumping me right now. You're dumping me right now. You're gonna dump me in front of three million people?
Mecca, you're not being dumped. We're actually trying to give you props. We're trying to give you props right now by telling you that your content matter. There are a lot of people out there. You're right. They do agree with you, and you can find that audience. You can still be a part of the Remix family.
Why are you dumping me? Like, right now? All this love? All this love? You're going to dump me right now?
Mecca, you know what?
You all have no flesh or heart. Can I touch it? It's green. It's touch. Let me touch it. It's green.
Mecca.
You're going to dump me right now in front of everybody? You're just going to dump me? All the stuff we've been through, you gonna tell me? Oh my God,
Mecca.
You know
and
what?
And then you gonna laugh about it. You have your friends over there laughing about it. Where's the love? That's what I'm saying. This is unreal. I'm being dumped.
Listen to what I'm saying, Mecca, is that I think it's really key. And sometimes from time to time, we do have guests that come on that talk about this as well, too. But I know that that's not enough for you. You need to be able to converse, and you need to be able to get more of this. And I'm telling you, there is a big listening audience for you who's waiting on you to bring that message, to talk to them about that. The only thing I'm saying to you here, Mecca, is that recognize where you're at. You with your family. You know, it's kind of like when you with your family. I'm not talking about your family you don't like. I'm talking when you with your family.
Yeah.
Recognize where your family is. It's like you being a trash man, and you walk in the house and everybody like, hey, Mecca, you want to come over here and watch the movie? And you looking for trash to pick up to go take outside. We like, why you working? You with your family. Chill. Enjoy. Enjoy. You with the family. You have time to work. You're going to have time to get into all of that. But for right now, you with the family. You with the family. Sit down on the couch.
Let me tell you one reason why I work, then I will leave. I will leave the show or whatever. Let me tell you why it doesn't work. I'm going to tell you why it doesn't work.
Hold on. Hold on, hold on. I'm only going to let you tell you because I'm not telling you to leave the show. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm being very serious to you. Your passion, how you feel about this, I really think that this is a message that more people need to hear. They need to understand that they come in to hear the message. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm telling you. I don't want you to leave. I want you to still be a part of the Remix family and be here with us. This is not about that at all.
I just ain't never
you
been
know
dumped
me.
In public.
You know what, Mecca? Ain't nobody dumping you. Go ahead.
You're dumping me in public. Like, everybody's like, you're dumping. Everybody sees it. She dumped this guy in public.
No. Trust me. They not paying attention, remember? Go
right.
ahead, Mecca.
All right. No, I'm good. I'm done. I don't have anything else to say. I don't have anything else to say because, like, everything that I want to share, like, really, I'm coming on here and I'll listen to whatever you ask me and I'll just give my opinion. But clearly, you know, I
yeah.
have plenty of ideas and I just want to throw shit out. Excuse my language. I just want to throw things out so that people can just do it for themselves. I don't want shit from nobody. Like, I don't want money. I don't want stuff. I just want people to go out, and if they don't do it for themselves, then that's their own stuff. But I know that there's people out there that's like, you know, I'm sorry.
Did you say that's something? Right. But I agree with you. I said I agree with you. I think it's right.
Okay.
But
I'm
no,
sorry.
I love Mecca. I said that really brought you on because I really wanted you to express where that came from, and you did a really good job of explaining where it came from. So,
okay.
In the words of Drake, we get it. We get it.
Drake.
We get
Drake.
It. We understand.
Why Tupac?
Yes.
Tupac didn't do nothing. You got to use Drake. I'm protesting now. See, now
I'm
protesting. Oh, my God. Tupac. Ice Cube. You know, Nathan,
all right,
go ahead. I'll accept it.
I'm good.
I'm open.
Mecca.
I'm an open box. Open box.
Okay, Mecca. All right. I need you to take it down like 50 decibels, Mecca. I really, really do. Like 50 decibels. Just take it down
done.
A little bit, please.
Done.
Whew. But we did it. Okay, and I understand that just really rubs you the wrong way. I won't go into your record to do something, so we will break out of the conversation.
So you're breaking up with me and saying, let's collaborate, is that fine? I would do it. But you have to put me on because
I don't have this.
Are you, you want to put me on so I can do something? I'm just saying because I don't do this. I just said specifically that I cannot do your job. I'm not a host of nothing.
Mecca.
I'm not a host.
Mecca.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, you're ignoring what I'm saying. Which is what women do. They ignore what men say. I just told you I cannot do your job. You want me to get another radio or blog talk station and do what you're doing? I can't. I'm not going to do it. It's not the way
Mecca.
I see solutions. Help me out.
Okay.
The rest of this conversation needs to be confidential. Confidential. Well, we're in that day itself, but confidential between you and I.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And who is Esther? Is she on the phone? She
Esther
checked
is
me
who
I
is
like
talking
it.
To you. Esther is who is talking to you, Mecca. What are you talking about?
Wait.
Who is Esther?
How are you checking me like that? Who are you?
Who
when
am I?
Blue
who
at?
Are you? Miss Blue is
you
right
what,
here.
Man? See, that's
it's
what I'm
been...
saying. It's a divide between the black male and female.
Mecca.
That's why they, you know what? I'm done with y'all, man.
I'm done. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, Mecca. Don't go. Don't go.
Mecca,
I'm
we love you.
Y'all.
We really do. We love you, Mecca. We do.
I love y'all. Why do you think I keep coming back and going through the abuse?
No.
Y'all be abusing the shit out of me. And because I'm used to it as a child, it's like, shit, it fuels me to go on.
Wow.
That's my fucking problem. The only way I go forward is by knowing what fuck people who suffer and go through. That's why I have good solutions to that shit. Yeah, because motherfuckers go through stupid shit, and I'm like, yo. Fuck it.
Mecca,
let's do
Mecca.
Something. I'm sorry.
We are
I'm
so
sorry.
Happy that you are sharing this with us tonight.
I'm sorry, my bad. That's why Tupac rap.
So happy.
That's why Tupac rap, because y'all didn't want to hear the shit. And Tupac had said the same shit to everybody. Y'all didn't want to hear it. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to get it on the mic. Make everybody listen to it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm used to it. Come on now. Y'all got another question. I'm sure y'all boring somebody. There's probably some niggas mad. Like, why y'all giving that nigga so much attention? Fuck him, but I'm saying, y'all ask more questions.
Mecca, when is your birthday?
9/24/1977. Give me a reading. I'll take a reading. Tell me anything. I don't even fuck what y'all think. Tell me what y'all. I actually will absorb it. Tell me what y'all think about me. I don't give a shit if it's birthdays. You didn't like a word I said. I don't care.
You know
just
what?
Just say,
I can't breathe.
I'll sing some shit, but it won't sound good.
Yes, Mecca, sing for us, please.
No, I ain't singing nothing, because you're being sarcastic.
Oh, you want to rap? Do you want to rap some Tupac?
No. I want to read.
Are you not? You want to read it? Well, if you want to read it, you got to sing or rap. You
got to
sing or rap if you want to read it, Mecca.
You already know. Everything I just did was my confession.
Go ahead and rap some Pac. I mean, you just been talking about what Pac has to do. Why don't you go ahead and spread Pac message since he had to put it in the song. You put it in the song.
I'm not that creative. I'm linear.
Oh,
like,
no,
just,
the
just
hell you ain't. Uh-uh. No, you not. Mm-mm. You real creative. You got real creative on this damn line tonight. No, you.
Oh, shit. There she go. This is
Chicago
one talking.
I'm a straight rider. I don't fuck with you. Got the police watching that shit. But you can't do nothing to that shit.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I thought the show was over. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. Well, Mecca, I just want to thank you for calling in. You know,
thank you, Mecca.
Thank you, Mecca. Much love, Mecca. Hold the line, Mecca. Go nowhere, Mecca. I gotta love the brothers. I swear.
Gotta love the brothers. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna I don't know, where are we going? We gonna go to the next caller. I'm telling you, Tupac had to come and give me mouth to mouth, boy.
Yeah.
Ah, Tupac. All right, let's see. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Esther, Miss Blue.
Hey, Calamar.
Calamar.
Calamar, you didn't call in for no more Pac. Did you?
No, yeah. I'm not sure where I am. I'm not sure where I am. I done took myself out the queue twice. Now I'm in the queue. I don't know where I am.
That's okay. Hold the line. Okay, good. We're going to help you find your way back home. We're going to get it right, y'all.
New Hank. Hook up. Big church. Y'all know how this shit go.
You know. All eyes on me.
Buffalo.
Roll up in the club.
That right.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
All right, so let's go to the next caller.
Oh, wow.
Energy. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. And, boy, are we live. Live in the remix.
Yeah, we live tonight.
Who
Good
are?
Lord, I got to come on after that. Goddamn. Goddamn. Lord, this is Explicit, a.k.a. Punk. But you know what? Since I am the punk, I guess I am the last one then. Goddamn, motherfucker. Goddamn.
Explicit.
Y'all.
I mean, wow. Wow. What you doing for us tonight, Punk?
Yeah, what
I was
you doing
sing,
for
us? But...
Hold on 1 second. Before you
right.
sing, I just remind you guys. I don't know if you guys are my Facebook friends or you're part of the Remix Radio page on Facebook. All you have to do is click like and you can be a part of the group. But I wanted you guys to know that Hannibal, the series, is going to be coming out on the History Channel. And Halle Berry is actually going to be helping with one of she's actually going to be helping to co-produce it. The show Hannibal, and interesting quote Halle Berry said about Hannibal being the greatest general that ever lived, and you know, really kind of giving that props to the brothers. We've kind of given some of the brothers here a hard time tonight. Well, they've given themselves
a hard time. Mm-hmm.
Just sending some love out, you know, and just kind of let you guys know about Hannibal. And if you didn't see the quote, you can go check it out. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. The History Channel is making amazing movies about our history, and yet we got movies like 12 Years a Slave coming out, you know, from producers that are African American. So it's just interesting. It's just interesting to see where our focus is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Punk.
Hey, I don't even know what the song appropriate after that shit. I was going to sing something Christmas related, but I'm still on the script. I'm going to sing Jingle Bell Rock.
Wow.
God bless America. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun and mecca. Now the jingle hop has just begun. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell ride, jingle bell time and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Hey. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. as long as we hit myself upside the head with rock. But giddy up, jingle
horse.
Giddy up, jingle horse. Pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mixing the mingle and jingle things. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock on the ghetto side of the street.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
That's what's up.
That's it. Love it. Thank you so much.
Wow.
No problem.
Thank you for that. Hold the line. Hold the line. Whew, I tell y'all, we are live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 855. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night. It's Blue.
Hey,
hi,
Griffin.
It's Griffin. Calling from Jamaica. And I really wanted to say a poem. Okay, here it goes. I haven't given it a name yet, but here it goes. I'm awake today, alive today. I woke up with the sun today. I feel my soul a growing soul. I am at the center of it all. I pause to look in the mirror. What am I looking for? I am the sun, the moon, the stars, and the gentle light that dances across the face of Mars. Newfound love, my own love. And yes, I am at the center of it all. The memories of a magnetic rose. I watch as it unfolds. The smells of brick ovens in every life fills the air with sweet smell, the laughter, the passion, love. And yes, I humbly, in humble reference, am at the center of it all. The heated arguments, the bitter exchanges, the dreams that have lived, the ones that simply refuse to die. And yes, I am at the center of it all. My mother I love, my father I love, my sister I love, my brother I love. From every life throughout space and time, and yes, I am at the center of it all. I give my love and I receive it from my earth, from my mother, from my family, from my friends, from my lover, from the sun above, and from the water I drink, from everything, from every single thought that I think. And yes, I am at the center of it all. That's what my name is for.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I love that, Griffin. Thank you.
I really wanted to kind of...
That was very heartfelt. That was very, very heartfelt.
I wish I'd called in earlier because I really did want to ask a question, too, as well. It really is about me going to school, doing this new direction in art. It's about animation. And I just kind of want to see where I am right now. You know, in what I'm doing, where I'm going. You know, what the spirit has to say to me. Say it again. So what I'm saying is, what I really would like to know is, going to school. I plan to go to school in January to do animation, and I also would love to just kind of see what spirit is saying to me at this moment, with where I am, and you know.
About what? You going to school?
Yes, and with the direction I'm going in now in my life.
Oh, your direction, green lights, all green lights. Yes, 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 it's a go. It's a go. I think I said that for you before. It's a go. It's yes. You just got to show up. You got to do it anyway. You got to do it. It's a yes. Go for it.
That's right.
Everything is a yes. Everything is a yes. It's a go. It's a go. Beautiful.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Pooh. Thanks a lot. And I will have one more confirmation. I did share something on a show previously, and I spoke to my family about it, and I was just amazed by how they responded. I was kind of blown away by it, you know, my mom and my sister.
Yay! Thank you.
Yeah, really.
I found you. You're telling me they already know. See, that's
true.
Beautiful. Aw,
yeah,
Griffin.
Real.
Yeah.
And from Jamaica. Just us
yes.
Jealous all over the world. What kind of weather are you guys dealing with over there now?
Well, I'll be honest. This time of year, it generally does get a bit colder. But it doesn't get as cold like that. Like, you know, like, but the wind gets a little, you know, we call it Christmas breeze. And there's this general feeling of, you know, you just want to bake and just eat some food and just, you know.
Yeah.
That's what the weather is really like
yeah.
here. So, you know, that's what it really is like.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, beautiful. Well, thank you for
yes,
that,
cool.
Griffin. Thanks for the love.
Thanks, Griffin.
Also self-invested. Yeah.
Yes, miss. Definitely. Thank you very much. Peace and love.
Peace and love, Griffin.
Peace and
Jamaica
love.
Jamaica holds the line. Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Let's see if we can get that in.
Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you,